Zetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Happy Sunday morning, Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Dylan on the other side taking your calls, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. It's a dreary, gloomy Sunday out there. Little rain and all that, but it's going to be warm. It's going to be a little bit warmer. If you still haven't done your Christmas lights and want to get out there, I haven't. Might be able to. Well, I don't know. It's football Sunday. I'm here till noon. Eagles playing a big game Monday night. I love Monday night games because I get to focus on the NFL on Sunday without having to be covering an Eagles game. So I love all the Monday night games and Sunday night games too as well. And I want to get into this today. I want to get into a little bit of Carson Wentz because I hear a lot of criticism of Carson Wentz this season, and we talk about, well, he's last week, I talked about it here. I said, I'd like to see him lead the team to a comeback win. And although it wasn't down 4 points, touchdown in the final 2 minutes, it was a long drive, set him up for a field goal, and they kicked it, and they won the game. And I look at the guy's numbers this year, and I see stats that are similar to last year when he was on his way to being possibly the NFL MVP, tore his ACL, tore his LCL. We know the story. And he was out for the rest of the season. And I want to know from people out there, what were your expectations of Carson Wentz this year that for whatever reason, I hear a lot of criticism of the quarterback and people questioning whether or not he's worthy of elite quarterback money when it's time to redo his contract. Now, you look at him game by game. He comes back against Indianapolis. A decent game, first game back, 255 yards, almost 68% completion percentage. And then Tennessee. You look at the Tennessee game, 66% completion. They lose the game in overtime. They had an 348 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. They had an opportunity to win it in OT with a touchdown, couldn't, and allow Tennessee to come back. That game was on the defense, but the offense had a chance. And a lot of people blame Carson Wentz for that one. Minnesota game. 311 yards, two touchdowns. And you run these games, you run them all down. Three touchdowns, no picks. Two touchdowns, no picks. Then it was 3-1, 2-1. And finally, a horrific game against the Saints. A decent bounce-back game against the Giants. But we're talking about a guy who is still, when he plays tomorrow night against the Redskins, will be less than a year removed. He tore his ACL, LCL, a pretty serious knee injury. It wasn't just an ACL tear. It was a pretty gruesome, serious knee injury on December 10th of last year. Had the surgery within a week. So he's still not even 12 months out. Yet we hear a lot of criticism of Carson Wentz, and I want to know why. I want to know, what were your expectation levels for Carson Wentz that he's not giving you this year? Passer rating right now, and we're looking at, and I know you can skew numbers any way you want. 100.8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of the last 7 games, his rating's over 100. And the fact that his offensive line has been banged up, hasn't played up to expectations. Lane Johnson, in the past couple weeks, is finally looking like the Lane Johnson who was an all-pro last year. But there's been some issues on the offensive line. There's obviously issues with the run game when they lost Jay Ajayi, and it took until Josh Adams last week became the guy that their go-to back on the ground. And he still needed, he had 22 carries for 84 yards. It's not a great average, not even 4 yards a carry. But the running game was effective last week. So he's had issues with the run game, issues with the offensive line. For whatever reason, the situation at receiver that we thought should be better with the addition of Golden Tate, they've taken a step back. It seems like they're trying to force the ball to Golden Tate. They're trying to force the ball targets to Golden Tate and try to get him incorporated in the offense. And that's come at the exclusion of Nelson Aguilar, who's got one catch in the past two games. Alshon Jeffrey's numbers are way down. And I think that's a combination of the play calling. We've talked about the loss of Frank Reich as the offensive coordinator and John DeFilippo as the quarterback's coach. So there's a lot of factors that go into it why this offense isn't what it was last year. Only scored over 24 points one time, and that was the first Giants game. Well, two times. They had 25 last week. So they've only hit 30 once. When last year they were doing it almost week in and week out. They're averaging more than a touchdown less per game this year than they were last year. And I know that the quarterback always gets the criticism. They get too much of the criticism. They get too much of the blame. They get too much of the credit. Same with the head coach. But I want to know, like, what were your realistic expectations of Carson Wentz this year? Did you expect a guy coming back off a serious, serious knee injury to come in this year and pick up right where he left off at an MVP level? Instantly, right away, with all that surrounding him? There's been some bad decision-making at times. There was the game, I believe it was the Carolina game, where they had, after they blew the 17-0 lead, and they had a chance to come back, and they're down 21-17, and they had a chance to come back and win that game, and he didn't check down a wide-open Wendell Smallwood on third down to get the first, and then on fourth down threw it into threw an incomplete pass to Alshon Jeffrey. And earlier on that series, on first down, he had a pick by Eric Reed, and that was overturned. Wasn't his finest series. Yet, overall, on that game, 30 of 37, 81%, 310 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, 119.6 rating. And that was a bad series at the end. So what are we expecting from Carson Wentz? That people are criticizing his performance, wondering if he's going to be worth the money that he would get for a contract extension after his rookie deal's up, and they could do that after the year. There's those out there who are questioning Carson Wentz, and I want to know, what did you expect from Carson Wentz this year? Coming back, torn ACL, torn LCL. What did you expect out of him? Now, I expect tomorrow night he goes out there and he does what he did against the Redskins last year. Two spectacular performances against the Redskins. There were a couple of plays in each game where there were like Houdini-like escapes. The first game of the year, escapes, it was a third and, it might have been seven, third and 11. It was a third and long situation. Looked like he was sacked, got out of it, threw a touchdown, a deep 50-something yard touchdown to Nelson Aguilar, opening series of the year in Washington. Set the tone for the season. Then the Monday night game here, there were a bunch of plays. There was the one where he escaped and ran for a first down. There was the one where he escaped a sack, eluded a sack, and looked like he was falling forward and throws a touchdown pass in the corner of the end zone to Corey Clement. Now, he hasn't given you the runs that he was doing last year. The escapability, the rushes for a first down. And I think a lot of that has to do with coming back from the knee injury and getting your confidence back and getting just getting acclimated to playing again after going through all of that and being reluctant to try. He got hurt running the ball. He got hurt diving head first. You did see him do it in the first game back against Indianapolis, and I think that was trying to that was a little bit of proving a point, like, hey, I'm back and I'm not going to be afraid and I'm going to go out there and do this. But I want to know, why does Carson Wentz get so much criticism? I hear a lot of it. I hear a lot of criticism for Carson Wentz. And I wonder, like, what did you realistically expect out of the guy coming back from a major knee injury less than a year? He's now 9 games in. And in those 9 games, 16 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 3 of those into one game, almost a 70% completion rating. Like, the numbers are great, and the numbers across the board in the NFL are through the roof. They're quarterback numbers, quarterbacks are setting, they're shattering records and all that stuff. I think it's unfair. I think it's unfair criticism of Carson Wentz. I think at times, we can look at certain decisions, we can look at certain plays, we can look at certain throws and second guess those and nitpick those, of course. But overall, to have questions about whether or not Carson Wentz is the future and deserves that extension when it's time to redo his rookie deal, I don't get that. I don't understand that. I don't understand what people expected more from Carson Wentz. 610-632-0975. I do want to get into the Phillies' pursuit of Gene Segura, and we'll get into that a little bit. And we could also continue some of the conversation that I had yesterday. I had a lot of feedback from it. A lot of people enjoyed the conversation and wanted to talk more about it, and they didn't get a chance to call in. And if you weren't on a near the radio or listening yesterday afternoon, we'll get into a little bit of the Kareem Hunt situation and the bigger issue. So we'll get into that too as well. 610-632-0975. Will in Newtown, you're going to lead it off for me on this Sunday morning. Hey, Will.
Good morning.
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about the Eagles, the Giants game. You know, my beef with the Eagles all year has been on the offensive side, the fact that we're not running the ball consistently. On the defensive side, the fact that we're not going after the quarterback. And I think, you know, people say, well, you know, the Eagles' ratio of turnovers is horrible this year. Well, that's great to say that, but what causes turnovers? What causes turnovers is going after the quarterback. That's what causes turnovers. That's the only way you create it. And Jim Schwartz has, you know, just insist on rushing 4 guys. At times he's rushed 3 guys. And we're wondering why our defense is so bad this year. Well, you can't do that. You got to go after the quarterback. You can't defend the field.
Yeah, but Will, I hear you there, and I agree. The defense hasn't been as aggressive. They have a lot of injuries in the secondary. But this is the same Jim Schwartz defense last year as well.
Well, no, he frustrated me last year. I mean, the in the Super Bowl, it was so frustrating to watch that Super Bowl. We won it, so nobody really talks about it. But it was horrible. I mean, not going after Tom Brady.
They made one play.
What kind of strategy is that? Not going after Tom Brady, the best quarterback in the league. And he consistently does that. Now, once in a while, like, I'll give you an example. In the Giants game, when we got that sack almost in the end zone, I can't remember who got the sack. But we blitzed one guy, Graham blitzed, and it threw off the offensive line, and they couldn't defend it. But, man, the offensive lines must love our defense because they know it's only going to be four guys, maybe three.
Well, that you know, that's a criticism of Jim Schwartz that we've heard before, we'll continue to hear. That's not who he is. He doesn't like to blitz, and now he'll the argument against it, too, is that decimated secondary, and I appreciate the call. Have a great Sunday. That decimated secondary, if you start sending – you start leaving those guys out there on an island, man, it could get ugly. It could get real ugly. If you're rushing, if you're blitzing and you're leaving guys like Cravon LeBlanc and Chandon Sullivan all one-on-one matched up. And we saw Cravon LeBlanc step up last week in a one-on-one situation against Odell Beckham Jr. That's not what Jim Schwartz does. I hear you. I grew up on Buddy Ryan's defense. I grew up on gangrene. I grew up on the blitzing and going after quarterback. And I wonder if that might be addressed after this season. I wonder if they end up 8-8, 7-9, and there's a scapegoat. Could it be Jim Schwartz? I don't know. Let's go to Lenny and Pittman. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
I'd like to answer your question, if I could, with a few analogies. I think Carson Wentz, what really gets to me, and I think it was like his fourth game he ever played in the NFL, and there's stats on there. Oh, he's got a higher completion rating after four games than Tom Brady had, and then and this one had, and I'm going, come on, man.
All premature, right?
Yeah, I mean, stop. And if you're going to ask me, take a guy like Russell Wilson. You ever see the passes he throws every week and nobody hears a word about him? He just goes out there. Last week, he throws a touch pass in the corner of the end zone. Carson Wentz throws slant patterns, and when the rush comes, he goes in the fetal position, he ducks down, and he's 6'4", ducking down. My opinion, he's the next Matt Stafford. He'll win 9-10 games every year, and then he'll have them games where I think that's just where he's at. He's a Matt Stafford.
Well, but Lenny, what did you think of his performance last year?
Well, let me ask you. I'll give it with this question. Remember when Dak Prescott went 13-3? Oh my God, the Cowboys have their next franchise quarterback, and then he goes 9-7, and everybody says, "Oh my God, what a wasted draft!" And the last time I looked, Dak Prescott's in first place.
Yeah, and he's got a wide receiver now. They got the running game going.
But you know something else, too? Every time a quarterback doesn't succeed, even I'll go back to McNabb, it's, well, he didn't have a running game. Well, he doesn't have receivers. You know how receivers get to be good receivers? When they catch passes, like Tom Brady. I couldn't name Tom Brady's receivers right now except for
Tom Brady's the greatest of all time, Lenny.
Why? Because he makes his receivers good because he throws touch passes.
But what did you
slant passes over the middle.
What did you expect out of Carson Wentz this year, coming back from a major knee injury, and he's still less than a year. He's not even a year from it. Like, what could he do better for you this year?
Personally, I think he came back way too early. Some people like Tannehill, I could go on and on. Bridgewater, they never come back from this injury. They never come back from it.
Well, I'm just saying,
you put a guy in like Nick Foles. Nick Foles seemed to do pretty good, didn't he?
And he won a Super Bowl.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Lenny, I appreciate the call, man. Have a great Sunday. He's one of those guys who's now saying Carson Wentz only throws slant passes, and that's all he could do, and that's all. Like, I think people forget what this guy did last year. I don't think all he did was throw slant passes. Are there areas of his game he could get better at? Yeah, but what are we talking about from Lee? A player, a quarterback who last year led you to the point where you were the number one seed in the NFC. They don't win that Super Bowl last year if they weren't the number one seed. Carson Wentz got them to that point. Then he was injured. And then Nick Foles came in, and it was a heroic performance by Nick Foles. And you're not going to find a bigger Nick Foles supporter in this city than me. Not just for what he does on the field, for who he is as a person. I wanted them to build a statue for this guy. I still do. Nick Foles deserves a statue. But I don't even want to get into that conversation. Carson Wentz is the franchise quarterback. That's who they drafted him to be. That's what he has shown. And we're criticizing a guy who, even the last caller who was criticizing him said, yeah, I think he came back too soon. Maybe he did come back a little bit too soon. I don't think he's going to be back to where he was last year until next season. And all of this year is just getting back into the flow, getting reacclimated with it, getting more confidence in it, in that knee. Let's go to John in Northeast here on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, man? Did he really just call Carson Wentz Matt Stafford?
Yeah, he did.
Come on, man. Stop it. So, all right, two quick points for you. Wentz got a horrific injury. That's true, and it's hard to come back from. But given the way he's playing 16-6 with all the yards that he's thrown already in, I believe, 9 games, right? He missed 2?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that's great. That's fine. Not only that, he doesn't have his number 2 receiver, which is killing us because we had 3 slot receivers. And also, I want to point this out. When you're watching the game, you're really only watching the quarterback. It's hard to see what routes these receivers are running.
Great point,
and
John.
If you can, we can rewind the TV. I watch it at my brother's house. We can rewind the TV. A lot of times it's 3rd down, and dudes are not even past the 1st down marker to get it. I watched a trips play where Golden Tate, I'm sure, didn't know what he was doing. All 3 of them were in the same on the same side, and I believe it's the play calling. And don't tell me about the run game, because you need a run game.
Yeah, you do.
You haven't had one. And you need a, like, stop with that. That hurts your quarterback. So all this criticism about Wentz, and it's blowing my mind. He's 16-6. No one is big. He came back from a terrible injury, and people are trying to praise him. Like, he's Matt Stafford, stop it. Come on, man. Come on.
Matt Stafford, who played pitch and catch with the Bears defense on Thanksgiving and led the touchdowns, and he's already in that same category.
No, he's not. Listen, he's already better than Stafford. He's already better than him 3 years in with the injury last year. He went 33-7 last year. He killed it. He's coming back with the injury. The offense isn't the same. The team's not the same. And he's still doing better than not a lot of guys, because this year has been kind of crazy with quarterbacks, but he's still doing pretty good with his stats.
Yeah.
As of now. I just had one quick question for you.
Sure.
If we get healthy, and I'm just talking, we're not going to get Darwin, I'm talking, if we get Hicks, we get Mills, we get Sidney Jones, we get Douglas, all right, and we get healthy, we get the run game going with Adams, do we got a shot at the Rams?
I think they have a shot at, like.
So do I.
I had no expectation that they could beat the Saints, and I said it from the beginning of the season. The Rams, for whatever reason, I feel like the Rams, there's a way to attack the Rams, and you could beat them. John, I appreciate the call. Thank you. I think they have a slight shot, and that's what it's going to take to win this division. And we could get into also the Cowboys beating the Saints on Thursday night, and I don't really even think that matters, because the Eagles have to win regardless. They have to win. They got to take care of their games. If they don't beat the Redskins and they don't beat the Cowboys, it wouldn't have mattered if the Saints would have beat Dallas on Thursday night. 610-632-0975. Why do people criticize Carson Wentz? What were your expectations of this kid coming back? And he is a kid. He's 24, 25. What is he? Oh, he's already 26? All right. What were your expectations of Carson Wentz this year coming back? Less than a year from a torn ACL, torn LCL, major knee injury. To do what he's doing, yet facing criticism and questions, guy comparing him to Matt Stafford. Some people think he doesn't deserve another contract extension. He's not the answer long term. Short-term memory, man. A lot of short-term memory. 610-632-0975. Vince Q, hang on. I'll get to you next. Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Sixers, Grizzlies, tonight at 6 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. Switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Or if you make the switch during our Cyber Week special, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Prepaid offer ends 12/3/18. New business customers only. Restrictions apply. Connection for backup limited to 6 hours. Requires Comcast Business Internet.
Honey, why is the kitchen full of garden gnomes?
I turned it into a workshop like Santa's. They're my elves.
No, they're gnomes. Besides, the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send packages and cards.
Not elves like Bingo here.
Bingo's not an elf. He's a gnome.
Bingo can hear you.
From free box delivery to holiday stamps, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24/7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
Join ESPN's Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live from Mifflin Tavern on 1843 South 2nd Street this Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. presented by Sterling Vineyards and Behringer Wine. Mifflin Tavern has something fun for everyone every night, Monday through Sunday, from Quizzo to live music. For their event schedule and menus, go to MifflinTavern.com or visit them in the heart of Pennsport at 1843 South 2nd Street in South Philadelphia.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hey, this is former Eagle Jason Avant inviting you to Launch Trampoline Park. We have ninja course, rock wall, laser tag, arcade, birthday parties, and much more. Start living the launch life at Launch Trampoline Park in Deptford. Coming soon, Del Ran and Delaware. Visit us at launchdeptford.com.
Sports talk for Frank Hurd and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
.975 The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. Join Anthony Gargano, Jason Mertedis this Monday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they broadcast live from Nick's Roast Beef on Cotman Avenue. Let's go to Vince in South Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Vince? Happy Sunday.
Hey, Rob. Same to you. Well, you know, a lot of things really get me going in terms of topics, but the one, especially recently, is this criticism of Carson Wentz, this... You know, you ask the question, why are they to me, it's like the first answer is obviously they're not watching the games. I don't know what they're watching, but it's like here's a third-year quarterback, okay, coming off a major injury, and really you think the major reason why they're losing these games is because of like some, I don't know, okay, he missed on some throws, but all of a sudden we're using terms like legacy. He's only in his third freaking year. That's, you know, that's what, first of all, even tired of the terminology. Oh, well, great quarterbacks. I thought, well, yeah, fine. I mean, most quarterbacks are not referred to, you know, in terms of legacy in their third year, number one.
That's a great point, Vince.
You know, it's like that kind of discussion. And again, you know, I understand, you know, people, what have you done for me lately? But the people have really criticized Wentz as like the reason, the main reason why they're losing these games is like, it's almost like they're ingrates. That's what I mean. It's like, didn't you watch any of the games last year? It's like, okay, you build this tremendous record. Well, he didn't come back. He didn't make any clutch passes in the last minute. You know, like all this nitpicky.
When he didn't have to last year because they're winning games by 20 and beyond that. And Vince, my question too was, I don't understand what people expected out of a guy coming off a major knee injury, worked his butt off to come back and only missed two games, may have come back a little bit too soon, and he's putting up numbers that are comparable with the best. I know the numbers are skewed this year in the NFL. All the numbers are through the roof, and the passer rating's over 100 and all that, but he's doing that, and yeah, he's missed some throws. He's not as sharp as he can be, yet people are questioning whether or not Carson Wentz is the answer at quarterback long term?
I know. It's insane. I mean, and then, like I said, they ignore the obvious. I mean, how long are you going to ignore the fact that the secondary, I mean, obviously now it's very depleted, but even before that, I mean, it's like, you know, you don't cough up 17-point fourth quarter leads. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, it's just, and like I said, you could throw in, like, people criticize Ben Simmons and everything else. And I just think that a lot of this fan base are just a bunch of ingrates. You know?
Well, Vince, it's always good hearing from you, buddy.
Yeah, same here, Rob. Man. Take care.
Take care. Hey, he said it. I always look at, I look at fan bases and I say, you know, all that the Eagles did for you last year, and people are ready to fire Doug Peterson. People are ready to move on from Carson Wentz. Now, isn't that a little ungrateful? You're ready to fire Doug Peterson. You're ready to move on from Carson Wentz. Isn't that just a little bit ungrateful for what they did for you last year? And you can't live off the past forever. But the same coach who won the Super Bowl and made all the right decisions last year, he's still here. It's not all on Doug Peterson. And it's definitely not all on Carson Wentz. There's a lot of reasons why this team is 5-6. It takes a lot to get this team at 5-6. Q in Center City, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Good morning, Q.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of funny because this is to be expected. You know, I'm not surprised at all. Carson Wentz, we're not playing well. And me personally, I think Carson has grown some, you know, based on what he's given to work with. The biggest issue here, we have no deep threat.
That's a great point, what you said, too, before that, about that he's grown a little bit, given what working through the adversity.
Exactly. Like, this guy doesn't have a deep threat. Everybody's saying we got the same thing. But if Mike Wallace was healthy, it would put everybody in the right position. And I'm talking about even with the running back. You know, it would open up things for him. And he's only working what was given, man. Like, and it's kind of sad that it's hard for us to see that. It's hard for us to see that when we got so gung-ho on the Super Bowl last year, and we lost a few play callers, and DeFilippo and Frank Reich. So it was easy to go ahead and for us guys to go and look at, you know, the sky is falling with Peterson and Carson. But if we really look at his play and him tucking the ball, you know, even when he first came back, he was taking a lot of big hits. He hasn't been taking none of those lately. He's been getting on that ground. And I applaud that. I see that as maturity.
Yeah, and a couple callers ago, the guy said, well, he gets into a fetal position. Well, would you rather him get his clock knocked off, his head taken off, or just take the sack and lift to play another down?
You know, this is, he's living that smart quarterback play. Look, Tom Brady's been doing it for years. You know, come on, man. Peyton Manning had like almost a 20-year career of doing things like that. And when you got that kind of arm talent, you got to do that. He's actually played better than expected. And if he has somebody to go deep with, then it will be a little bit different. That offense will look a whole lot better. Now, guess what? Yeah, let me tell you who this L fall on. Howie Roseman and Doug. Doug might, you know, because I don't truly believe that playbook that he was working with last year, he's not working with this year. And it's all because of the deep threat.
Yeah, and it's the personnel. And you know what, Q, too? I think a lot of us were wrong. We all were excited over the Golden Tate acquisition. And it looks like they've taken a step backwards as an offense with Golden Tate.
Well, now, let's say this. He all wasn't excited. He gave up a third rounder for that. So someone's excited. Everybody's thinking how we juice. I was. So, you know.
You're right. There was some criticism because they gave up their rapper. Q, appreciate the call, man. Great stuff this morning. Have a great Sunday. Yeah, there were some people who were like, hey, he gave up a third round pick for seven games of Golden Tate, and you got another slot receiver. You know what? It looks like those who analyzed the deal that way may have been right, because this guy has not picked up and not fit into the system. Kevin in Center City, you're on 97.5. The Fanatic. What's up, Kevin?
Listen, man. Listen, Carson Wentz gets criticized because he's worthy of criticism just like everybody else. He's the most important player on a really underperforming team, and that in itself, he's worthy of criticism. He's not playing to the same level that he played last year, and I don't care what the stats tell you, because if you take a deeper dive, it's really plain to see. Nobody, I'm not saying Carson Wentz is the future, but let's not sit here and make excuses. Carson Wentz doesn't have this. Carson Wentz doesn't have that. Carson Wentz has a lot more weapons than a lot of quarterbacks.
What did you expect from him this season, Kevin, coming back from a major knee injury?
I expect him to play the same level that he played. Once you get on the field, you play the same level you played before. And like I said, you can look at the stats, and what they'll show you is that Carson Wentz in the first half, if you look at this, the first half stats is really bad. And when he's playing from behind and he's pretty much grabbing up numbers, there's a difference. Listen, I understand he's a third-year quarterback. I'm not saying throw the towel, and I'm not saying he shouldn't deserve a contract, but let's not be – the other caller said we're ingrates, right? So let's not be hypocrites either, right? We're the same fan base that, despite the numbers, said Tony Romo was a bum, right? We're the same fan base that said, despite the numbers, Kirk Cousins didn't deserve his contract. So let's not sit here and act like Carson Wentz isn't above criticism. Like, this is ludicrous. Like, we don't have to make
Kevin, I didn't say he's above criticism. I said there are plays he could have made better. There's a third down play to Wendell Smallwood in the Carolina game where he's got to check that down, get the first down, and continue the drive instead of trying to force it over the middle. There are plays that we could criticize. The overall body of work, to say that what he's done this year coming back off a major knee injury is worthy of criticism and questioning whether or not he's the long-term answer at quarterback, I think is unfair.
So that it's unfair to criticize a coach who has a quarterback coming up back off of injury, off a major knee injury, right? But we criticize Doug Peterson. This makes no sense to me. Like, how is he the only one that's absolved of all criticism? If Carson Wentz,
but I just said he's not absolved of criticism. I'm saying you can't take what he's done this year and say he is not the long-term answer for you at quarterback. He doesn't deserve a contract extension. They got to look for a different quarterback in the future.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying is it's fair. It's fair because just like Kirk Cousins got questions, even though putting up massive numbers, right? If they're not impactful, it doesn't matter. This game is about wins and losses, man.
Kevin, and I appreciate the call. You make a great point. It's more than just a quarterback who wins and loses games. And I'm talking about a guy coming off a major knee injury. You can't realistically, and Kevin thought he's going to pick up right where he left off. That's what his expectation level was, because he's coming back from a major knee injury. He's going to step right onto the field and be the same guy he was when he walked off week 14 after throwing his fourth touchdown pass of that game to the Rams, against the Rams, to Alshon Jeffrey, with a torn ACL, stayed in the game and threw that touchdown pass, and you expect him to be that same guy coming back this year? The same guy after going through all that? I don't know how you can expect him to play immediately at that level. He's working with the talent that he has around him now that is not as good as it was last year for different reasons. The offensive line hasn't been as good. The running back situation is certainly not as good. Jay Ajayi goes down. No LeGarrette Blount. So you have all these factors. Golden Tate comes in here and they can't integrate him into the offense. Yeah, there are people out there who want to put it all on a quarterback. Yeah, you can nitpick and criticize certain plays and certain throws and certain decisions. Of course you can. But the overall body of work, to question whether or not he's the long-term answer, he's the quarterback of the future, he's suddenly not the franchise quarterback in some people's eyes, I don't know how you could do that. 610-632-7625. 800-919-0975. Jeff, Steve, you'll be next. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. With playoff hope still alive, the Birds look to Monday night as the Redskins are coming to town for an NFC East showdown. We're talking Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
How to buy an engagement ring. Step 1. Place the index finger of your right hand inside your right ear. Step 2. Place another finger inside your left ear. And step 3. Don't remove them until you place yourself inside Benari Jewelers. Because you'll be getting a lot of bad advice from friends, relatives, and even other stores. And you need to not listen to any of it. Instead, give an ear to the diamond experts at Benari Jewelers. Unlike your Aunt Dorothy, we know quality from junk. Unlike your buddy Steve, who can only remember two of the four C's of diamond buying, we can explain them all. And unlike that guy, Vince, who sells generic rings from the back of his 1987 conversion van, we carry the latest styles and one-of-a-kind designs. So if you're ready to hear some good advice, come to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Honey, why is the kitchen full of garden gnomes?
I turned it into a workshop like Santa's. They're my elves.
No, they're gnomes. Besides, the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send packages and cards.
Not elves like Bingo here.
Bingo's not an elf. He's a gnome.
Bingo can hear you.
From free box delivery to holiday stamps, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at USPS.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef, Cottman Avenue, and now at 4501 Woodhaven Road. Both serving classic Philadelphia favorites like roast beef and roast pork sandwiches, buffalo chips, gravy fries, and more. Man, my mouth is watering just talking about the menu. If you're looking for a great place to host or cater your holiday party, call Nick's Roast Beef at either location. Your guests will absolutely love the food, and my friends at Nick's Roast Beef will take great care of you. Call Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue or Nick's Roast Beef Woodhaven Road today, and tell them Jason sent you.
Philly is a city of winners. It's in our DNA. From championship sports teams to adrenaline-pumped fans, we know how to play and win. That's why Sugar House is Philly's casino. We've got that winning combination. Smoking hot entertainment. More games with better odds. Unsurpassed player rewards and service. And soon, Sugar House will welcome Philly's ultimate sports book.
Philly loves a winner.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nick's driving through a nasty storm and counting down the minutes until he gets to his in-laws.
We're here.
But one thing he didn't count on? Being there an extra day because he didn't test his car battery.
Oh, no.
Think ahead. Think advance. At any time, one in four batteries is about to fail. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
1-800-GOT-JOHN can always get there quicker.
Because we've got more trucks,
more people,
and better systems.
All you have to do... is point.
We're happy,
hardworking heroes.
We make problems go away.
We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
Point at anything you wish was gone.
Your wish is our command.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Rob Motti. I don't know if you can tell from my voice. It's kind of, it's in and out. I've been dealing with this head cold for like a week now. This is probably my third shift on here. Then in between, when the commercials are on, I got the cough drops in and I'm hacking up my lung and all that stuff. So help me out today, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jeff in West Hampton here on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is also Negadelphia, isn't it?
It really is, man.
It didn't take long at all for the sky to fall.
Oh, you're right.
You know, the Pats missed the playoffs the year after they won the Super Bowl. So you don't know what you've got yet long term. I mean,
Who did, Jeff?
What's that?
Who'd you say missed the playoffs?
The Patriots after they won their first Super Bowl.
Oh, the first one. That might have been the only time they missed. Well, that in the year that Tom Brady tore his ACL and they went 10-6 and still missed it. Well, yeah.
But what I'm saying is they won their first. They missed the playoffs, so nobody had what they had. Nobody knew what they had in Belichick and Brady. And then, now looking back, historically, it was great. I mean, you don't know what... I mean, the narrative on this knee injury has always been the second year is when the player's back. But everybody wants it to be right now. And I get that, okay, the sky is falling, but as bad as it's been, all it is a couple wins and they're in first place against not great teams.
Yeah, you talk about two fourth down stops, right? You go to Tennessee, they stop 4th and 17. You go to Carolina, they stop a 4th and 10. It's not they need anything else in those games. Oh. They make those stops, they win the game.
I'm not even talking in the past. I'm saying these two games coming up,
mm-hmm.
they win them and they're in first place.
They'll be tied with Dallas, but I think they'll have tiebreaker based on divisional record.
So it's not the end of the world yet, and it's just, you know, people, I mean, I get it. People are passionate, but you got to let it play out. Everybody thought that the world was crashed again last year when Wentz got hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to let it play out, and look how it played out. And Jason Kelce stood up there and trolled everybody, and everybody thought they were talking. He was talking about everybody out of Philadelphia. And he was talking to most of the people in that crowd that day. Nobody believed.
That is a great point, Jeff. That is a great point, because people heard that and go, yeah, he's talking about the national media. No, he's talking about you who didn't believe either.
Nobody
because there were people who when Nick Foles, I don't know if there's any, when Carson Wentz went down last year, I said the Eagles will still get to the Super Bowl, but they'll lose to the Patriots. So I was wrong in that, but I still had them going to the Super Bowl, but I don't know who else had them going to the Super Bowl. I don't know,
but it's just a matter of letting it play out, and anything can happen. I know this team isn't. They've got a lot of injuries this year, and it might be one of these deals. Wait till next year. Wait till Carson Wentz, year two after the knee injury, get these injured players back and see what this team's capable of, because it's still an awesome roster.
Jeff, great call, and that was an excellent point about the New England Patriots winning their first Super Bowl in 2001, and in 2002 they go 9-7 and missed the playoffs. Then they win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. And Brady was not injured that year. That was his. He wasn't injured until 2008. That year, they actually, with Matt Castle, they went 11-5 and missed the playoffs with Matt Castle. 11-5. How good was the AFC in 2008 that the Patriots were 11-5 and missed the playoffs? And now we're looking at an NFC East where 8-8 9-7 might get it done. Well, Dallas is 7-5. Be tough to go 8-8. We'll look at Dallas's record and break all that stuff down a little bit later on. Let's go to Steve in Delaware. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, I wasn't going to call in, but I got to stop some of this nonsense, some of these Eagles fans. This Nick Foles nonsense and then Carson not being a guy. Let's stop it. Nick Foles only played two good games, the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. The other games, after the Giants game, that Raiders game, he was trash. The Dallas game, he was trash. The Falcons game, eh. I mean, the Vikings game and the Super Bowl.
But hang on, Steve, though. Hang on real quick. We don't have to diminish Nick Foles. We don't have to knock him down to lift up Carson Wentz. He had a phenomenal run in the playoffs, and he should forever be revered in this town. At the same time, I think everyone, even Nick Foles, knows that Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I get that. But when I hear callers talking about, well, if you put Nick Foles in, that it's like it's going to recapture the magic. Like, stop it. Now, to this point, yeah, Carson hasn't been playing, but I can understand, I can respect he's coming off a major injury. And there's a lot of factors is the reason why this team isn't good. I mean, you look at the play calling, you look at the imbalance of the run. They're not doing some of the things that, like, the fundamental things right. They're not running the ball, so it's not balanced. So I can't expect Carson to do everything, because it's like it's all on Carson when it comes to that offense. And the play calling is just you have to get that run game involved. The defense isn't playing up to their strengths. They're depleted. There's a lot of factors of why they're at 5-6. It's not on Carson. But Carson is the future of this franchise, period.
Steve, you made excellent point after point. I couldn't agree with you more. There's so many factors that go into why this team is 5-6. Carson Wentz, at times, has made poor throws and had made some bad decisions on some of his throws and should be criticized for that. But to look at his overall body of work and say he doesn't belong, he's not the answer, the future, the franchise quarterback, is foolish. It's silly.
Stop it. I'm like this. In my last point, I'm like this, if I can. The things that need to change next year, and I'm hoping that it does, you need to get rid of Mike Rose, the offensive coordinator. You need to get rid of Deuce Daly as the running back coach. And if you can't get rid of Jim Schwartz, because that running back by committee is trash. The offensive coordinator, you need a quality offensive coordinator in that will balance out this offense between pass and run and get the right personnel in there, and there really won't be any complaints.
Steve, appreciate the call. I think that Mike Groh might be short-lived as a offensive coordinator, and depending how the rest of the season plays out and what the defense does, and see, they can look back and say that the defense is decimated by injuries and Jim Schwartz gets another chance. There could be some movement there. I do think that Mike Groh is going to be short term. Deuce Daly, though, Steve took a. That was the one thing that I don't necessarily agree with him on is Deuce Daly, the running back by committee. I don't think is because, and I know that Doug always says it's, you know, Deuce puts the guys and rotates them in and out. I think it's more so on the talent that they have. When they had Jay Ajayi here, he was the guy who was getting a bulk of the carries. So I don't think Deuce Daly is doing a terrible job. Dan in Philly, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, man.
I just want to say the beautiful thing about the fan base is not only do we keep our enemies in check, but we also keep each other in check. And what I'm going to say is this. For those of you calling out Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson, and even you Sixers fans who are getting this nonsense about Ben Simmons, you're all suspended for the next two seasons, and I don't want to hear it. We don't need your negativity. There's a book called The Secret, and you get what you ask for, and we don't need that. We really don't. You're suspended. We'll talk about this again after the end of next season.
you want to just ban them from? You want to ban them from talking sports or from just watching sports? What's your solution?
They're just banned from our fan base. Right? They can do whatever they want in their own time, but leave that stuff at home. Don't come around us, because the real fans will put you in check every time. We do not mess around. We do not.
You know what though? You bring up like an interesting point. Like, what constitutes a real fan? Because some will say, you know, a real fan shows their passion when things are going well and things are going bad. You seem to be more on the side of like a fan is more about the positivity and the passion.
No, you're allowed to be passionate and you're allowed to be negative at times if it's deserved. But you do not take a team that won the Super Bowl last year and you do not take a quarterback who's coming off a torn ACL and a torn MCL and you just start halfway into the season, start calling for their heads. Like, that's just nonsense. That's beyond passion. That just means you don't watch football. That means you don't understand the game. If you expected our team to come back and be Super Bowl contenders this year like nothing ever happened, like, you don't watch football. Like, yeah, we had a chance. Yeah, we had a better roster. But you had to look at the circumstances. And the circumstances said we had a really tough fight this year, and it probably wasn't going to go our way.
Well, Dan, I love your passion, and you made some great points. Appreciate the call. Have a great Sunday. He's right. If you thought that Carson Wentz is going to come back from a major knee injury and pick up right where he left off last year, it just does not happen in sports. Adrian Peterson is the only guy that I can look back on who tore his ACL and came back, and he was an MVP the next year. He's the only one who played at a higher level. I don't know anyone who tore their ACL and came back to that. I'm going to look up Tom Brady's numbers the year after he tore his ACL, but he did it in week one. Carson did it in week 14. 610-632-0975. We'll continue the conversation on Carson Wentz, the unfair criticism of Carson Wentz. I'm going to get into a little bit of the Phillies and Gene Segura, who I think is a great fit for this team. And if it costs you J.P. Crawford, I'm okay with that. And maybe we'll continue a little bit more of the Kareem Hunt talk and the bigger issue. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 6 p.m. as we get ready for the Birds divisional matchup with Washington and battling to keep the season alive. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. We're giving you one last chance to win tickets to Monday night's game, drawing at 7 p.m. Watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Munch on Dollar Dogs. Enjoy $2 Miller Lite drafts and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Well, is your home in need of new windows and doors, but you've decided to brave one more cold season before making the plunge? Well, let me tell you why acting now will keep your family warm all winter long while lowering your high heating bills and save you big bucks with the big end-of-year sale from my good friends at Guided Door and Window. See, Guided is bringing back their biggest discounts of the year, where you receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off every professionally installed window, and you'll get 40% off any door as well, including entry doors and patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And don't worry about touching your holiday money, because Guida will start your project with no money down and allow you to pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. If you need new windows and doors, you need to go to Guida right now and take advantage of these huge savings, all prior sales excluded. Offer expires December 31st. So call Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A. Dietz.com.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds, Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing.
Honey, why is the kitchen full of garden gnomes?
I turned it into a workshop like Santa's. They're my elves.
No, they're gnomes. Besides, the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send packages and cards.
Not elves like Bingo here.
Bingo's not an elf. He's a gnome.
Bingo can hear you.
From free box delivery to holiday stamps, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at USPS.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Do you have a large group of friends that want to watch sports this weekend? The Sixers and Memphis, the Flyers and Pittsburgh, and Monday Night Football with the Birds and Washington. Philadelphia's newest sports bar, Stats on 17th, has a VIP lounge where bottle service meets sports. Stats on 17th is the perfect place for a group of friends to have a sports party with comfy leather couches, 30 huge screens, great food, reasonable prices, and hot waitresses. Call to reserve your big game party. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street, below Davio. StatsOn17.com.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. RileySales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
With the holiday season approaching, the New Jersey Transit Police Department remind you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. PD.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24/7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
97.5 The Fanatic, Rob Motti. 610-632-0975. Charlie in the Northeast been hanging on. Good morning, Charlie. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Charlie.
Good. That's good to hear. The problem with Wentz is that last year is that when you notice that when he, you know, he was running pretty good and the defensive backs would come up. He scored 18 touchdowns on busted plays. So this year he's not able to run, and he'll never be the same. And that's why the wide receivers look bad, because he can't get open in the field with his running and complete a pass long, a long mile for a touchdown anymore, because the defensive backs ain't worried about him running anymore.
I don't think, Charlie, and I agree, he's not running. Of course he's not running the same as he was last year. He's not scrambling around. Maybe one or two times I've seen him really get a first down. And those, some of those third and long situations, if you break loose for 15 yards, that's a backbreaker for defense. But I don't think we can say he'll never be the same. I think it takes time to regain confidence in that knee. And a lot of times it is that second year back. I had a torn ACL, and it took me and on no level like Carson Wentz or the NFL. But it took a year and a half
a little bit longer to feel confident enough in it to push yourself and do that. I still think he can go back to being more of a running, scrambling type guy in the future, but we're just not seeing it this year.
Well, Deshaun Watson is doing it right now, and, you know, he had the same problem, so, you know, maybe we can make all the excuses we want for Wentz, but he'll never be the same. And he's not a pocket passer. All his throws, and that's the problem, he can't get out the rush anymore because basically his legs, I mean, that's a devastating injury for a quarterback.
His was a little bit, and his was an ACL, LCL. I don't know what if Deshaun was just an ACL and not the other ligaments as well. I saw a big run out of Deshaun the other night too, right up the middle where he took off. I don't think, and Charlie appreciates the call. I don't think it's fair to say that Carson Wentz will never be the same. I don't know how we can say that he'll never be the same. So here you got a guy saying he'll never be the same. Never be the same? Really? All the factors that went into it, that go into it, like it's all on a quarterback. He'll never be the same. And we look at his numbers this year, and yeah, I acknowledge that NFL quarterback numbers this season are skewed. They are through the roof. You got more guys with passer rating in the hundreds, more guys completing 70% of their passes. You got all, it's a passing league and the numbers are crazy, and his numbers are right there with these guys. They're right up there. And look at Drew Brees too. For as fantastic, as phenomenal, as a historic of a season he was having, he didn't look too good against the Cowboys on Thursday night. But I think it's a little bit too premature. It's way too premature. Not a little bit, way too premature to look at a guy coming off torn ACL, torn LCL, and say he'll never be the same and he's not the franchise quarterback. And there are people who think that. And it's foolish. 610-632-0975. So we'll continue that conversation. I wanted to bring up a little bit the Phillies' pursuit of Gene Segura, shortstop, Seattle, over the last 3 years, and he's 28 years old. He'll be 29 in March. Over the last 3 years, batting 308 each year over 300, 319, 300, 304. In Arizona in 2016, hit 20 homers. Last 2 years in Seattle in a little tougher of a stadium, 11-10. He could probably hit 15 to 20 here in Philly. Hit 300. His OPS, 803. His on-base, 353. Doesn't strike out that much. 75 stolen bases, too. So he steals bases. 44, 20, 25, 33, 22, 20. So he's a 20-plus steal guy. Strikes out one time in his career, 101, 3 years ago. Last year, he was down to 69 Ks. Doesn't walk much, but he gets on base because he gets the hits. I think he would be a great fit for the Phillies. And I'm okay with trading J.P. Crawford because I think long-term, like the best that J.P. Crawford can be probably isn't as good as what Gene Segura is. I don't know that. I haven't seen anything out of J.P. Crawford to tell me he's going to be a 300 hitter with a 350 on-base percentage and an 800 OPS. I haven't seen it. So I would take Gene Segura at shortstop and Manny Machado at third base if that's the guy, if that's the big free agent they land, not Bryce Harper, and it's Manny Machado. And I know I talked about Manny a couple 6 weeks ago. I had been on the Manny bandwagon for 2 years, and then after some of the stuff in the postseason, not necessarily the wasn't really for me the not hustling comment. It was more. Some of the other stuff. I'd be okay with Manny Machado, though, at third base. If you're not going to get Bryce Harper and you get Manny Machado at third and Gene Segura at shortstop, you suddenly upgrade your team. And if Carlos Santana is somehow part of that deal, there's conversation about Carlos Santana being part of that deal. Phillies may have to eat a little salary or somewhere along those lines. And then you get to move Rhys Hoskins back to first base. Love that. So we could talk about that, and the Phillies haven't done anything yet. We've seen the Braves make some moves.
the Mets are closing in on a big deal to get Robinson Cano and Diaz, the closer, dynamic young closer from Seattle. So we could get into the Phillies a little bit. What do you think of Segura and Machado on the left side of the infield? Are you patiently waiting for the Phillies next weekend, the winter meetings in Vegas? Patiently waiting for the Phillies to do something? Are you concerned maybe that the Phillies are going to, that maybe the Phillies are going to strike out like the Sixers did in their star hunting in the offseason? Sixers got their guy, though. They got Jimmy Butler. And, man, we could talk about the Sixers and Jimmy Butler and how exciting it is to see him 16-8 and what he's done. We could talk about that, too, as well. 610-632-0975. But let's get into the Phillies a little bit and how you feel about Gene Segura and Manny Machado on the left side of the infield. If that happens, where you are with the Phillies on their free agency pursuit and the trade pursuits. I know Patrick Corbin was here earlier in the week, and he's got to make a decision between the Phillies, the Nationals, the Yankees, his favorite team growing up, and they got all the money in the world, just like the Phillies have. I don't want to table a conversation on Carson Wentz. We'll keep that going. If you're just tuning in right now, my perspective on Carson Wentz is that criticism of Carson Wentz is unfair. I think a guy coming off the major knee injury that he had should not have been expected to be the guy he was when he walked off the field last year. And I can't criticize him for not being the guy he was last year as he's coming back from this injury and still performing pretty well, pretty well. There's some flaws. So we can continue that as well. 610-632-0975. John, you're on 975, The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Not much. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
I hear you with your numbers with cigars with the for the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
But like you're saying with the guy they're getting rid of, you're only giving the guys last 3 years. And that's what the problem with sports is now. Everybody looks at what's going on now. Nobody lets a guy develop. How do we know that the guys the Phillies get rid of aren't going to be this guy? Like you said, he's not hitting 300. He's not going to hit 300. Well, 4 years ago, was this other guy going to hit 300?
I'll give you his numbers. His first, you know what? His first, so he hit 300 his last 3 years, each year 300. Segura's first full year, he hit 294. The next year, though, he was down at 246 and then 257. And those that second and third year were terrible on base percentage, terrible OPS. So he really took off. Three years ago in 2016 is when he really took off. Had a great rookie year and then took off last year. What you're saying is it's an interesting point, is that maybe J.P. Crawford can eventually do that.
Right. They need time. I mean, guys need time to develop. And, like, we do the same thing with football. I heard the other day this guy's the best since the halfway point of last year. Well, who cares about the halfway point of last year? You know what I mean? I mean, we don't let people develop, and then we compare them to the greats who played all their whole lifetime.
But I get what you're saying there, because you can pick and choose. Like, you can look at a guy's last, like, six games and go, he's the best quarterback in the NFL the last six games. Yeah, but what has he done since week one, too?
And that's what I don't like about Kapler, too. With these numbers things are just getting ridiculous. Let the guys play, you know, let them play the game, let them win the game themselves instead of trying to outsmart everybody because you're in front of a computer.
So if the Phillies have an opportunity to add a player who can help them win in 2019 and 2020, and you have to sacrifice someone like J.P. Crawford, who may end up being a good player, but you don't know, you'd rather not do that deal, John?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what the sports fan mentality is, that they're so fast to get rid of somebody because somebody else did something in a short period.
And that's actually what I began the show talking about. The mentality of the mentality to criticize Carson Wentz because he's not who he was last year, pre-injury,
right?
MVP season.
Right. And it's all based on numbers and what's going on. It's, you know, the Eagles' record, I mean, the Eagles' opponents are better this year.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Tough schedule.
That's into everything. You know, and it's the same with all sports.
That's a good point.
A roller coaster.
That's
not
a good
everybody
point.
Tom Brady.
John, good points. Appreciate the call, man. Have a great Sunday. Thank you. Let's go to Scott. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
I'm going to take off the speakerphone, brother Rob.
Hey, man.
How you doing? You caught me off guard.
My man, I need you to carry me through while I cough for a second. So go ahead, Scott.
So with the Phillies, brother, I'm going to start off with them. This guy that they're looking at, maybe he's a rental. I don't know, but I think they're not going for the big name. Like, I know we were talking about Machado and Harper, because I think they got plans on bringing you-know-who home. So, but this gentleman, is he an upgrade to what we have now, Brother Rob?
Absolutely, right? I mean, okay. you look at a guy like Segura, and he signed through 2022, so he'd be here at least 2020. He'd be here another 4 years at a pretty good 5 years, $70 million team option for 23. He's certainly an upgrade, makes him a better team next year. The previous caller, Scott, had some concern about trading a guy who, like J.P. Crawford, who could eventually pan out. But Segura is a better player now, and we don't know about J.P. Crawford, if he will be or won't be.
Yeah, I mean, it's, we know about this gentleman. But Phil, what professional team hasn't taken a chance on, giving a prospect away? And, it turned around good or bad. That's just the name of the sports nowadays. But let me ask you, what do you think going to do with the pitching if Corbin doesn't work out? Because we definitely need another pitcher now.
Yeah, and that's a good question. If Corbin doesn't work out, if he goes for more money somewhere else, or if his heart is with New York because the Yankees are the team he grew up rooting for, I think they may go like Jay Happ. They had some interest in Nathan Eovaldi. They could also try and work out a deal with you look at Cleveland, Scott. And Cleveland's trying to shed some salary. They match up pretty well. They need some outfielders. Phillies have a surplus of outfielders, and Cleveland's got some pitching that maybe they could go that route. I really think they'll get something done. I don't think that they're going to stand pat and they have option A, B, C, and D. And I think if option A doesn't work out, they're going to go to another one. And sometimes our option Bs are better than option As, but we don't necessarily see that right off the top. I know you wanted to talk Philly, Scott, but you're very introspective and I like your thoughts and ideas. How do you feel about this Carson Wentz situation? Why are people criticizing him? Where do you stand on what I was saying about him?
Well, I agree with you. I was a little mad, like I said, two injuries like that. As clearly, Brother Rob, I see him the way he plants. He's going to be hesitant. Mm-hmm. Let's put our foot in his shoes and go from there. I see the way he plants. I think, with his competitiveness, he's trying a little too much. You can see in game. I know the interceptions on that. Maybe that's going part of being, too over-anxious and whatnot. It's going to happen. He sat back and watched another quarterback, no disrespect to Nick Foles, by all means, win a Super Bowl. I think he's just trying a little bit too much. That's just human side in him. But just the way he plants and everything, and he's going to be nervous. I know he said he's not. It's impossible not to be two bad injuries like that.
Yeah.
And you see guys coming at you, and the way the offensive line's been playing. So,
you're right.
Again, I have no problem with Carson Wentz. I mean, he would have been MVP last year if he wouldn't have got hurt. Again, two major injuries like that. Let's put ourselves in his shoes and see those big dudes coming to him in full speed.
Exactly, Scott. And expect him to come back from that injury and to be the same guy he was when he walked off the field with the injury. It's unrealistic.
It's totally insane. It's totally, totally insane. I know we're passionate, but we just have to pump the brakes. If this year is lost, he'll be here for a good while. So let's see how he does the following year and go from there, brother. I have no problem. Again, how many teams come back and, win back-to-back Super Bowls? I know we got blown up by the
only eight. only eight have ever done it. And Scott, I appreciate the call,
all right,
man.
Peace. God bless with you.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great Sunday. Only eight have won those back-to-back. I always love hearing from Scott. It's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to do, come back in the NFL and do that. And I didn't think they were going to win the Super Bowl this year. I had the Saints and Patriots, and I always picked the Patriots. I had the Eagles I had them at 11-5. I wasn't going to be surprised with 10-6. I had them at 11-5, losing a playoff game to New Orleans on the road. And right now, it's a long way to go to get there, but they can get there. They got to win, and they got to take care of what they have to take care of. If they beat the Redskins, and then they got to get an upset win. Like the Cowboys came in here and beat them, they have to go there and beat Dallas. And it's going to come down to that. But this team isn't good enough right now to look past anybody. And I know that the Redskins are banged up, and I know that they have Colt McCoy as their starting quarterback, and he really didn't have any practice before he went into that Thanksgiving game against Dallas and threw three picks. And at least now he's had 10 days of in between, and he's had some time to actually throw some passes and get some reps and be the first team quarterback going into this game. I expect him to be a little bit better. It's too premature to say that the Eagles season is done yet. We tried to write them off several times. They're not done yet. One more loss, it's over. They're not done yet. And if they win this game against the Redskins, it sets up an exciting week where they go to Dallas and they're playing for first place. And yeah, I know the Rams are looming on the other end of that. But we'll take a look at Dallas' schedule and see if you can find one more loss there. If the Eagles can go 4-1 the rest of the way, and that loss isn't to the Cowboys, that loss is to the Rams and Texans, they have a real shot to be the NFC East champions. Go to Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris? Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, man, listen, dude, I'm enjoying your show today.
Thank you.
First time caller, first time listener to your show, actually.
Man, where you been, Chris? Come on, man.
I watch your pregame football every Sunday. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's all good. It's all good.
I've been a little ride out the lows. I had to go pick some stuff up today.
I appreciate you hopping on, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. So listen, man, like Carson Wentz thing, you know, this boy was going to be just fine. A couple callers ago was like, oh, he's not a franchise quarterback, and you know, he's not, he can't throw from the pocket, he can't be a pocket passer, man. Are you kidding me? Go look at some film, bro. Open up the film. Seriously. He's not planting his leg, man. When that boy starts planting his leg and starts following through with his passes, bro's going to start dropping dimes again.
Arm he has, man, he's got a fantastic arm.
Dude, he throws the ball like Brett Favre did, man. You don't want to say this kid's going to be a Hall of Famer, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Just relax, gentlemen. Relax. Listen, we don't go anywhere this season. We don't make the playoffs. I'm going to be upset, obviously, because we just won the Super Bowl. But at the same time, man, just relax, dude. It is what it is. We'll take it next year if it's the case. But I'm not throwing the towel in yet. I think we have a chance. We really have a chance. The only people that are going to screw us up right now is going to be the L.A. Rams. I think we can run the tables.
Except for the Rams game,
Ty Gurley's a beast, dude. I know.
They're tough. If they beat the Redskins, they go into Dallas and they win that game and they start building up. And here we go again, right? Yes. We're getting everybody fired. They build the momentum. They get some of these guys back on defense. Now we go. Hey, they got a shot against the Rams, and maybe it's a letdown game for the Rams. Let's just take it one at a time, Chris. Beat the Redskins. Beat the Cowboys.
Winning is contagious. We got to get one.
Yep.
Then we got to get two. We just need the also two. We need to get Jim Schwartz to stop playing this gosh darn stupid freaking sticks defense, man. I'm telling you. Every time I see when I see them line up at the freaking at the polls,
the
I'm
picket
just like,
fence.
The picket. I just sit there. My heart's just throbbing. I want to kill this guy.
I'm sitting there, Chris, in the press box watching that, and I'm going, and he just said they don't do that. But he says they don't do that, and here it is. It's right there in front of us.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that guy, I can't wait for him to lose his job here and move on. Hopefully Spagnuolo can come back to Philadelphia next season.
How about
that's my dream.
How
right
about
there,
Spags?
Man.
Chris, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah,
thanks.
Have a great day, man.
You too. Thank you for checking in that car ride to go pick up a few things. Steve Spags. That'd be a lot of people's. I know Anthony would love that one, too. He's won two Super Bowls. Was it two Super Bowls? Or was it was the one that they beat the Patriots with Spagnuolo? Was he there a second time? Now I got to look that up. I don't know if he was there the second time around. I know he was there the first time. He beat the 16-0 Patriots. Well, 18-0 Patriots. 610-632-0975. We'll continue talking about Carson Wentz, the Phillies and their free agency with Gene Segura potentially being a trade that they acquire this shortstop. They sign Manny Machado at third base. I love that left side of the infield. I think that would be a great move for the Phillies. Two good moves for the Phillies right there. How do you feel about that? How do you look at this Eagles Redskins game and their chances of, we'll look at the Cowboys schedule. I see another potential loss for the Cowboys on that schedule. So it could allow the Eagles to maybe lose one more game, and if it's to the Rams, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's out there for them. If they win out, that's a different story. If they win out, it's in their control. 610-632-0975. I will get into the Kareem Hunt and the bigger issue with Kareem Hunt in a little bit. I promise. I'm going to get back to that. We had 3 good hours on it yesterday, and we'll do a little bit more of that today. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Sixers, Grizzlies, tonight at 6 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now, with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and 2 Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks. And take your Chili's to go. Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Pro football's more fun with a $2 Yuengling Lager Draft at the Whip Payne Tavern. Enjoy it with 50-cent wings during all the games. Get the wings during Philly hockey, too. Hey, you can set your watch by the specials. All you can eat crab legs all day Sunday and Monday nights. Weekend breakfast until 2. And weeknight happy hours. There's always something happening at the Whip Payne Tavern. Thursday open mic night. Live music Friday and Saturday nights. And it all goes great with a Yuengling Lager. The Whip Payne Tavern, 1529 DeKalb Pike in Bluebell, PA.
Philly is a city of winners. It's in our DNA. From championship sports teams to adrenaline-pumped fans, we know how to play and win. That's why Sugar House is Philly's casino. We've got that winning combination. Smoking hot entertainment, more games with better odds, unsurpassed player rewards and service. And soon, Sugar House will welcome Philly's ultimate sports book.
Philly loves a winner.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas, and I'm warming up for Monday night's game versus Washington. Listen to the morning show all week to hear my take on the Birds' chances against Washington and if they can make a playoff run. This pregame warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you.
The reviews are in. Philly's newest sports bar is now its best sports bar. Stats on 17th. Located in the heart of Rittenhouse, Stats on 17th has over 30 screens showing all of the college and pro games, great food, smoking hot waitresses, and bartenders with drink specials during all the games. Philadelphia finally has the great sports bar to watch the Birds, Sixers, and Flyers. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street below Davio's. If you want to watch Philly sports with real fans, there is only one way. Stats on 17th. Statson17.com.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's R-U-D-D-E-R. TTERroofing.com.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
Tune into The Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vesinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home, locations at PennHeart.org.
Sports Talk, West Grove, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti Show, 610-632-0975. This weekend's programming is brought to you by NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hey, Sixers fans, don't miss the boys' battle the Raptors with your favorite broadcasters calling the shots on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The showdown starts with Sixers pregame live at 7:30 on Wednesday on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Sixers are 16-8. Raptors are 20-4. Looking at the NBA and seeing some of the struggles at Golden State, and we say the Golden State Warriors are struggling. They're still 16-9. They're just not dominating like they had been. The Sixers are right there, and this move to bring in Jimmy Butler. Love the energy, love the enthusiasm he brings, love the fact that he's willing to come in here, bring this positivity, all the concern about this guy, and all the talk before about all what happened in Minnesota and how he wears out his welcome and how now he's come in here, been a perfect fit, and he loves being here, and he's willing to do what it takes to win, and all he does is want to win. And that's fun to watch. So if you want to talk some Sixers, we could do that today. 610-632-0975. I started off the show talking about Carson Wentz and the unfair criticism I feel that he gets for a guy coming off a major knee injury to play the way he's played this year. Yeah, has he made some bad decisions? Yeah, has he made some poor throws? Of course. No quarterback is perfect. But to blame this season on Carson Wentz is unfair, and to question whether or not he's the answer as the long-term franchise quarterback, I think it's foolish. I don't get it. And that's from the what-have-you-done-for-me mentality society that we live in. What-have-you-done-lately society, right? But we look at a guy who walked off the field last year with a torn ACL, threw a touchdown pass, his final one with that torn ACL, as an MVP candidate, finished third in the voting, and expected him to come back less than a year, and be the same guy, I think was unrealistic expectations. Doesn't mean he's above criticism, as some callers have tried to spin it and say, hey, are you trying to say he's above? No, he's not above criticism. But to question whether or not he is the long-term answer, I think, is foolish. And it's unfair. 610-632-0975. So we could continue that. I love the Gene Segura trade rumors. If he ends up being here in Philly, I'm fine with parting with a guy like J.P. Crawford, who for a while was an untouchable, and now, after last season, may not be the guy that they're looking to replace. So if they're looking to bring in Machado or Segura, they clearly don't feel he's the answer. Scott Kingery played shortstop more than he did. And, of course, he was injured for a lot of the time. I think if J.P. Crawford ends up being what Gene Segura is now, that's his upside. And there was a caller earlier who had an interesting point, and it was a good one, saying Segura, we talk about his last 3 years where he's hit 319, 300, 304. But what about the 3 years prior? He had one good one and two really down ones. He had 2 years where in 2014 and 2015, you look at his numbers, they weren't even Freddie Galvis numbers, and everybody wanted to run Freddie Galvis out of town. So I like the move. You're in a win-now mode. He's going to be 29 when the season starts, and he's locked in for a few more years. I think his he's still in the prime of his career, and here's a guy who can come in here and fit right in. If he hits 300, 350 on base, 800 OPS, that's a perfect fit for this team. Guy who doesn't strike out a lot on a team that strikes out a lot. Perfect fit for the Phillies. So I like that. 610-632-0975. How you feel about the Phillies moves? And now I want to get back to, because I did this topic yesterday, and a lot of people, it was a tremendous feedback. A lot of people weighed in on it, and when I left, I was getting calls, texts. People wanted to talk more about it. I said I might bring it up again on my Sunday show, and we have some time left to discuss it a little bit. And what I talked about yesterday was the Kareem Hunt situation and the news that went down and what we saw in the video and how no one can look at that. No one can look at that and say this is acceptable behavior. None of us can look at that and say it's acceptable behavior. It's reprehensible. It's horrific. It's terrible. And the Kansas City Chiefs, because the tape is out, and the NFL reacted, and the NFL sees the video finally. Where have we seen this before, huh? And the NFL sees the video, and now they put them on the commissioner's exempt list, and then the Chiefs react, and they cut them because they had to, because the video was out. Where was this video for 7 months? Only TMZ saw it. With all the money and the power and anything else. But that's besides the point. My point yesterday, and my point would be, this would be my same point every single time we discuss anything like this. All of the outrage about the actions of Kareem Hunt and the people who stand there and say how terrible this is, and this guy should never get another chance in the NFL, and he should be in prison, and he should this and that, right? And some of these same people that are so outraged by that are okay with accepting other things. And I'm not disagreeing that that there should be outrage, that there is no place in society for it. I'm not disagreeing. But I'm saying the same people who are outraged by that behavior, what are you doing? What are you doing when you see other behavior that is demeaning and disrespectful and derogatory toward women? Are you accepting of that? And whether that is in the form of lyrics in song, scenes in movie and television, or life in general, what are you doing about that? So if you're going to stand up and be outraged, as you should be, how about we all come together as a society and be outraged at anything and everything that is derogatory, disrespectful, and demeaning toward women? And that's where I see a lot of hypocrisy in this world. Because the Kareem Hunt thing happens and we see the video and people are fired up about it and they got their takes and they're saying what they want to say. And this guy doesn't deserve a chance and this is horrible and he should be banned and all that stuff. And I agree. There's no place for it. No man should hit a woman. And I said yesterday, no man should hit another man. I believe in peace and love and respect of everyone, whether you have similar beliefs or completely opposite beliefs, can still respect people, should always respect people, no matter what. However, if you're so adamant against one thing, yet so passive when you see other stuff that is demeaning and derogatory and disrespectful toward women, aren't you hypocritical? What are you doing? What are you doing to do better? What are you doing to make it better? Think about it. I know that this is a topic that's, and from the reaction yesterday, I know it's a top. This is too real, right? It's too real. Because you want to hear your music and you want to watch your movies and you want to watch your TV shows and you want to do all this stuff, right? All of it. Like, oh, yeah, it's entertainment. It's this, it's that, it's entertainment. Don't take it so serious. What? Really? But it's also terrible towards women. I'd love to, and you know what I didn't hear a lot of yesterday? I might have had one or two women's point of views. I'd love to get more women on this topic. I want to hear your point of view. When you see men so outraged and adamantly stand up against assault and violence, as we should, as everyone should, yet so passive when it comes to anything else. The way we talk about women, the way we hear people around us talk about women. Like, what are we doing about that? Man, we can go down this road again. 610-632-0975. I'm going to leave it wide open for you now. Carson Wentz and the unfair criticism. Gene Segura trade. I love it if it happens. And this Kareem Hunt stuff, and the bigger issue is the hypocrisy of society. The outrage towards one, but the ignoring everything else. Ronald, hang on. I'll get to you next. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Join ESPN Sal Palantonio this Tuesday at 6 as he breaks down the Birds on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Live from the Mifflin Tavern, 1843 South 2nd Street in South Philly. Presented by Sterling Vineyards and Behringer Wines. The Sal Pal Football Hour, Tuesdays at 6 and only on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Next edition, all offers on select models with approved credit, 2018 Cadillac XDS, 2018 Buick LaCrosse, Breeders Rebels, 2019 Encore Terrain, 27 months leases, 1995 Nissan, with 1500 GM available, lease rebated, qualified, and ends 12/2014. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XDS was over $50,009, now just $25,400. That's 50% off. $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54,400, now $32,600. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000, now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
On HBO's Boxing After Dark, undefeated welterweight world champion and top women's pound-for-pound fighter, Cecilia Brekus, steps into the ring to defend her crown against two-time world title challenger, Alexandra Maciak-Lopez. But first, four-division world champion Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez will clash with former world champion Pedro Gibran Guevara in a super flyweight showdown. Live Saturday, December 8th at 10:20 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Then, HBO Sports presents Momentum Generation, a documentary film chronicling the extraordinary experiences of a band of youthful surfers who transformed the sport and its culture in the 1990s. The legendary crew, including Kelly Slater, Rob Machado, and Shane Dorian, tell their story together for the first time. Tuesday, December 11th at 10 p.m., only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management
and driver assist technologies. And where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford. Built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even get an extra 15% off beauty. Find your favorite brands at our biggest savings, like down coats for her, 40% off. Fine jewelry, 30 to 50% off. Beautiful designer watches, 20% off. And go luxe with 40% off hotel collection bed and bath through December 10th at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24/7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. RileySales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 975 The Fanatic.
Nice M5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti. 610-632-0975. Ronald, 0975, The Fanatic. Good morning, Ronald.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Doing well, man.
I came on like the tail end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard a little bit, but I want to say this. I feel like I ain't got much time, but.
Nah, you got time, Ronald. Don't worry about it. You got time.
I got nine sisters.
Wow.
The oldest. I know about not hitting a female, but the thing about it, and also I've been hit by a female. Nobody ever talks about what the female does. Now, you ain't supposed to never hit no female, but no one ever tells a female they ain't supposed to touch a man. Now, I know that I didn't see that in the video, but I know that happens a lot. And when a woman, you don't know, the woman knows the man and they know they love him and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman manipulates a lot of things. Now, the man's supposed to walk away just like the woman's supposed to walk away. Nobody's supposed to hate each other. But everyone always grilled a man. But you have to sometimes check the female. And nobody does that. Nobody does that. Even on TV, if a guy smacks a girl, it's different. Oh, my God. If a girl smacks a man because she's mad, nobody says nothing.
No, I hear. Ronald, I hear what you're saying, and I don't want you to come across as trying to justify it. You're not justifying it.
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, you're not justifying it. What you would like to see is for it to be stressed equally. Hey, no man should hit a woman, but no woman should hit a man. I hear you there. I agree with you there. I don't believe anyone should hit anybody.
Right. Right, and even a man on a platform or someone on that type of platform, and you know how NFL, the NBA, everybody cracks down on that. So if the woman and the man is not working out and he's in a a big time position, she knows what to do to try to make that man sell as well. She can try to manipulate him to do things like that, even though he has to have the will to walk away, even though it's rough.
Right.
He has to do that.
What you're saying is true. Like, women know how to push our buttons. They know what to say. There could be any number of ways or things that they can do to make us upset, angry, all of that, frustrated. At the end of it all, the man's got to walk away. It's tough to do in a lot of instances. Man's got to walk away. Your point is well taken, Ronald. I appreciate you making it.
Okay, I wasn't taking up for the guy.
No. I know. You weren't trying to defend what he did. You're just saying that, hey, we should emphasize it both ways. Yeah. Women shouldn't be hitting men. Men shouldn't be hitting women, for sure. But even I'm coming on here saying no man should hit a woman. At the end, at the same time, nobody should hit it. No one should hit anyone.
Yes, it's true.
I appreciate you making that point, man. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Have a great day. Let's go to Tron in Coatesville. You're on 97.5. The Fanatic. What's up, Tron?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Morning.
Good morning, my man.
The way I looked at it, I was raised by my mom, three little brothers. So, you know, that was something that my mom instilled in us, you know, respect for women on every level. But to speak to his specific situation, you know, that guy's a rookie, so he went to the rookie symposium this year. So I'm pretty sure that was something that they stressed, that they spent a lot of time on. So, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not banging on the kid, but, like, well, you're in a position where you're the face of the franchise. Like, you're on tickets. You're on billboards all around Kansas City. So, you know, you have to have that extra sense of awareness of what's going on. And I just think he just did a poor job at, you know, at that particular moment. You know, everything that was going on. Now, like, I can't sit there and say I know what I would do. I would react this certain way in that situation. But, you know, as soon as he walks out his door every day, he needs to know that he's a target for the people that, you know, and especially with the age of social media that we live in, athletes in general are targets. So, like, you know, I mean, he just got to lay the bid he made for himself. You know what I'm saying? I can't really give him no type of pass in any kind of way.
He should know better. If he didn't know better, he will now, and he's got to go through a long step-by-step type of process to where he gets help. He understands the magnitude of his actions. He expresses genuine remorse, and then maybe do what Ray Rice did: go out in the community and talk to kids and talk to young men and tell them, "Hey, this, don't do what I did."
Yeah, and like I said, the Brooklyn Symposium, man, you see it every year, NFL Network, they stress to these guys. They have specific things geared towards how you act on social media, how you act in public.
Yeah.
They have people in place, NFL security. They have these people in place for when you go out to try to avoid defuse situations like this. So I just feel like, you know, he didn't utilize everything that's available to him. I mean, he works for a $1 million franchise. So, like, you know, multi-$1 million franchise.
And a lot of these guys, they think, like, yeah, they'll sit there and go, that's not for me. That's for the next guy. They need to hear that. I'm above that. And it won't affect me. Trying to appreciate the call, man. Thank you. A lot of guys, yeah, they have all the resources available to them. They have them all available to them. They have everything available to them. And they don't take advantage of it. But they have all of the resources to not get in trouble, to do the right thing, to walk the right path, to avoid issues. And it's tough. It's tough when you're 20, 22, 23, 24, whatever it was. I'll tell you, I'm sitting here right now. When I was at that age, when I was in my early 30s, I didn't get it. I made mistakes. Not to that extent, but they were mistakes. And it took me a long time to understand and to come around and to change my ways and to be different. And if we're going to keep it real today, like we did yesterday, I'll get into some of that too. I'll get into some of that too. So you know where I'm coming from. So you know where I'm coming from when I say, hey, it's great to be outraged by assault, domestic violence, and we see this stuff, and for you to be adamantly against it, that's a good thing. Of course it is. I don't want people to look at, nobody wants to see this stuff and go and disregard it. Yeah, we should be outraged because there is no place for it in society. We need to be outraged by it. And we keep seeing it happen in sports. We see an athlete laying his hands on a woman. And we need to get rid of that kind of behavior. We need to eradicate that behavior. But when I'm coming to you from this perspective of what else are we doing? What else can we do? Right? We see all this stuff happen. However, we overlook so many other things in our culture, in our society, that is demeaning and disrespectful and derogatory toward women. And we need to do a better job of that as a whole. As a whole. I'll tell you how I went wrong when we come back. And how I fixed it. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5. The Fanatic. Optimism to win the NFC East is diminishing as the Birds are set to take on the Redskins on Monday Night Football. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DO at 215-379-0444.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
This ad is 30 seconds long. There really aren't a lot of things you can do in 30 seconds. Unless you are using QuickBooks Smart Invoicing, then here are three things you can do. Invoice 1. Send. Invoice 2. Send. And invoice 3. Send.
Use QuickBooks Smart Invoicing and get paid twice as fast with a Pay Now button right on the invoice. QuickBooks. Backing you.
It's the Friends and Family Sale at JCPenney. Bring your friends, bring your family, and hurry in to get an extra 25% off your purchase, in-store or online. Or get 30% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Plus, don't forget to treat yourself this holiday with 40% off select Liz Claiborne apparel and jewelry, and up to 60% off select fine jewelry for a limited time only. Don't miss out. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 11/29 through 12/4. Coupon required. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Looking for the perfect
perfect gift this holiday season, something that will take on meaning as the years go by, Ancestry DNA is more than a gift. It's a unique discovery. Ancestry DNA could tell you if you're from Sicily, Senegal, Sweden, or all three. No other test brings family stories to life like Ancestry DNA. With over 350 region results, there are two times the geographic detail of other DNA tests. For a limited time, Ancestry DNA is on sale for $59. Visit Ancestry.com/gift to get a kit today. That's Ancestry.com/gift.
Philly is a city of winners. It's in our DNA. From championship sports teams to adrenaline-pumped fans, we know how to play and win. That's why Sugar House is Philly's casino. We've got that winning combination. Smoking hot entertainment. More games with better odds. Unsurpassed player rewards and service. And soon, Sugar House will welcome Philly's ultimate sports book.
Philly loves a winner.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Watch out, weekend to-do list. You're about to get crossed out, cut down, and crumpled up. You thought you were untouchable. Too big for little old me to handle. Whoops. Now that Walmart grocery pickup lets me shop for groceries online and pick them up without even getting out of my car, I got more than enough time to take you on.
Are you talking to me, hon?
To my to-do list.
My mistake.
Walmart grocery pickup. Order online, pick up curbside. There are more ways to Walmart.
Locust Rendezvous in the heart of Center City proudly serves Yuengling Lager every day. Conveniently located near Paco and the Broad Street Subway. If you're heading to the game, stop by for their half-pound Angus beef burger for $5.50 and fabulous French onion soup. It's a perfect pair with a pitcher of Yuengling Lager with friends. Locust Rendezvous, 1415 Locust Street in the heart of Center City. For special events and more, visit them online at locustrendezvous.com.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti Show, 610-632-0975. Eagles, Redskins, Monday night, season on the line at the link tomorrow. And before the game, you can join Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney Monday night starting at 6 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Get there before 7 p.m. and get yourself registered to win tickets to Monday night's game at the link. And listen for the Fanatics' Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Andrew Salchunas. Watch the game on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen, Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of easy, free parking presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. Jay in Cherry Hill, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Rob. What's going on, man?
How are you, bud?
I'm doing all right. I was just calling because, you know, I was listening to your thoughts on the topic, and I have to say I disagree completely with a lot of things that you were saying. My biggest issue with this Kareem Hunt thing is that, and it's my problem with the way people look at the NFL. The NFL isn't law enforcement. The NFL is an entertainment company. Nobody gets upset with the police who allow these guys to get away with stuff like this by not following up, by not arresting anybody, by not pressing charges. The police had this tape way before the NFL or anybody else had this tape. They saw what happened on that tape. If they look at that tape, they determine that there's no reason for them to charge Kareem Hunt with a crime. Why isn't anyone upset with the law, the police department saying, how can you look at this tape and not...
They should be. Jay, they should be. But you tell me, people should be upset with anyone who saw that and had no issue with it.
But nobody's saying that. But nobody's upset with the police officers. They're looking at it like, oh, Kareem Hunt got away with this. Kareem Hunt didn't get away with this. The police looked at that tape and determined that this wasn't enough for them to consider this a crime.
Apparently, and I'm not sure of this, Jay, but apparently, and I think it was, and Dylan, you told me this yesterday, it was a USA Today article that said that the police, because no charges were filed, claim they didn't look at the tape, which I don't know how. You don't even, out of curiosity, look at it?
I don't believe that. I do not believe.
Great.
You're not telling me that an NFL player is at a hotel and he's accused of domestic violence and no police officer says, hey, let's look at the tape to see what happened, just for curiosity's sake. You know what I mean?
All right, let's go back to this, though, Jay. Let's go back to this, because so far, I mean, I agree with you, and you came on here and you said you don't agree with a lot of the thing. You don't agree with what I'm saying about. What don't you agree with me on?
What, when you talk about the lyrics and entertainment and things like that, I disagree to the point where, you know, entertainment is entertainment.
But
it's
Jay,
like, we can't watch a video with somebody being like, you can't watch a violent movie because of a mass shooting. That's not the case.
Well, I don't personally like violent movies either. But you're saying though, Jay, it's okay to be demeaning, disrespectful, and derogatory towards women in the entertainment industry, right? But that's totally acceptable. That's what you're saying.
But to me, it's a situation of entertainment. I mean,
but why is it entertainment? That's my point. That's society's issue. That's the bigger problem.
I don't see that's an issue, though. Like, when you're saying being derogatory towards women, I mean, there are female writers who write derogatory books about women because people find that entertaining.
That ain't good either. I got a problem with that, too.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I disagree with you, because I don't look at that. I look at that as people have to be able, adult enough, and they have to be reasonable enough to determine what's entertainment and what's real life.
Yeah, but why should garbage permeate the world? Why should it be out there? Why should our children be exposed to this?
Because, Rob, to you, what's garbage is art to someone else. And I will never stand on the platform and say, this is garbage, nobody should have the right to see it. I'm from the point of view where I have to determine whether or not I'm into it or not. If that floats your boat, have at it. But if it doesn't float my boat, I'm not into it.
Yeah, but Jay, and Jay, I appreciate the call. I got to go. Thank you. If you think it's acceptable to be demeaning, derogatory, and disrespectful towards women because you consider it art, I got an issue with that. To be demeaning, disrespectful, and derogatory, to insult women, to treat them like sex objects. Like, if all of that is acceptable and considered art, there's the problem. Like, art, and then we're outraged. We're outraged when stuff like this happens. All of a sudden, we're outraged by it. But we allow this kind of stuff to exist. We allow it. We're not outraged by it. We want to say it's entertainment and it's art. It's entertainment and it's art? Come on. Are you kidding me? You can't write a song without insulting women in it? There's been millions of hit songs and terrific music without it. You can't have a movie that doesn't treat women with disrespect. There's been plenty of movies that have been successful and television shows that have been successful without it. 610-632-0975. Mitch in East Windsor, 0975, The Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
Good morning. Happy holidays, Rob.
Same to you, my man. Same to you.
Entertainment. Maybe some of the Hollywood, but it would cost some money. Should be a little more.
Exactly. It will cost them money. Exactly.
I hate when they do with the violence. They got to make up all these, the gun violence, and it's terrible. They should have more innovative ideas and where it'd be entertaining and have movies without kind of glorifying some of this stuff.
Great point.
It's awful. I try. Kevin Hunt, you know he's going to get a second shot. It's happened too many times.
Yep.
Would you think the Raiders, even the Eagles? You know, I didn't agree with the Eagles signing Michael Vick. And what he did was pretty outrageous, but he spent some time in jail. Not a lot, but he got
18 months is a lot of time. Mitch, I look at it like this, man. I think everybody in life deserves a second chance. However, you need to, in this case, you got to make sure that he gets it right. He understands the magnitude of what he did wrong. He gets the help that he needs. He goes through a step-by-step process. I want to see somebody who is genuinely remorseful that he did the act, not that he got caught. A lot of times guys are remorseful and regret the fact that I got caught, but they don't understand what they did. And he needs to express sincere remorse that he did it and try and rectify the situation, try and be better, do better before he can ever step back out on the field. But that said, I think at some point he does deserve a second chance.
Spurs is a privilege, not right. There's so many guys with great athletes that just couldn't make it through the injury or just not athletic enough. So he's taking a lot of things for granted. And thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate that, Mitch. Thank you for making it. Let's go to G-Love. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, man?
Yo, this is T-Love.
T-Love, my bad.
Yeah, everybody knows me because I call all the time. And here's my thing on it, right? Okay, this is such a hypocritical society, man. And it pains me, man. And I'm sick of the BS. Okay, sure. What he did was incomprehensible, man. It's apprehensible. It's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? But here's what's being accepted. Okay, and this is why probably the cops didn't do anything, because you got the head man, the president of the United States, who's a disgusting, demeaning character who also does the same thing and demeans women and is allowed to take his base and turn things around. I mean, why should anybody else be held responsible when you're not holding the same people responsible, the people with money, these priests who've been assaulting our children
for years and years,
and they get away with this stuff, and they're allowed to get away with this, and we're talking about sports people. They don't deserve to get away with it either. But we got to stop this stuff, stop trying to separate different people on class levels and on monetary levels and on all these other kind of levels, and make the whole damn thing disgusting. I'm sick of it. Nasty people and their nasty-ass attitudes, and they think that just because they got money, just because they got fame, they're allowed to demean women. I have daughters, and I wish I could...
I'm early in the call, and I appreciate the passion. Let's not go overboard and start...
You have to go somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
I hear you. Let's not start talking about violence, though, all right? I get you. I hear you. I agree with you. It needs to make everybody angry. I feel your passion, brother. I feel it, and I appreciate it. Have a great Sunday. Thank you for making the call, T-Love. And he's got passion. He's got anger. I don't want to cross no lines there. It's unacceptable. All of it is unacceptable. All of it's unacceptable. Yet we stand there and point out one incident and see it, but do nothing about the cycle and do nothing about anything else. We allow it all to just go on. We ignore it, or we classify it as entertainment. It's entertainment. That's entertainment. It's the ruination of thoughts and society's mind and all of that stuff. Ray, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, now I just wanted to call you out on something real quick on something, because basically you're saying, like, you know, people making money off, you know, derogatory things from Biggie and stuff like that, or, you know, something like that, off any, like, type of, you know, artist, like Biggie Smalls, Tupac, or whatever. Literally, you came from commercial break with a Biggie Smalls song.
I don't pick the music here, and I didn't hear
it.
I'm
just saying, that's so hypocritical.
I don't pick the music here. I don't pick commercials here. I have nothing to do with it. I have a microphone.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny, you know what I mean? Like, you're sitting there saying, nobody should make money off
I didn't, and I did not, and Ray, I did not,
thing.
I did not point out any individual artist. I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, but like, people shouldn't make money off of saying that type of thing, and literally you came off a break with a Biggie Smalls album. It just caught me. I was like, this guy's got to be kidding me.
I don't, I don't pick the music here. I got nothing to do with it. All right. I can tell you what I control, and what I control, and I appreciate the call. What I control is what comes out of my mouth. Period. I control what comes out of my mouth. I control what I feel and what I say. That's it. That's what I control. I don't control music beds. I don't control all. And you know what else I do? I tell them the music that I, the intro song that I want to come into. My intro song is a song called Rooftops by Jesus Culture. You got a problem with that? Look it up. That's my intro song to the show I do. All right? I personally also have a I would have a problem with I understand what you're saying, and I get it. But for us in society to look at all kinds of stuff and consider it and classify it, it's entertainment. It's entertainment. It's demeaning and disrespectful and derogatory towards women. But it's entertainment. It's entertainment, right? Let's isolate that. That's acceptable because it's considered entertainment. Yet, however, we see stuff that happens like what happened with Kareem Hunt, and we're okay with it. We're okay. We're outraged by it, but we're okay with the other stuff, right? We're outraged by what happened with Kareem Hunt, and we should be. I throughout this conversation today and yesterday, I didn't hear from one person. Thankfully, I didn't hear from one person who wasn't bothered, angered, or upset by what they saw in that video. I didn't hear from one person. I'm sure there might be people out there. There may be people out there who look at it and they're fine with it. I haven't heard from them. I'm glad I didn't hear from them. However, my point is, and it's been my point, it will continue to be, is we can't just look at that kind of behavior and be bothered by it and ignore other things. And then look at that stuff and classify it all as entertainment. No, it's just entertainment. It's not. There should be. See, if we took a stand and said there's no place for this, and our kids aren't hearing it, and people aren't growing up thinking that this is acceptable, that this is the way you treat or talk about women, maybe men would grow up to have more respect for women. That's the point. Don't allow our young people to grow up thinking it's acceptable to talk this way about women, to treat them this way. And then perhaps we won't have as much of this stuff going on. So when we see it, we don't sit there and get outraged by it, yet ignore it in all other facets of society. Mike in Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Rob? So listen, man, it's the same thing about video games and these mass shootings, and it's a perception thing, right? So where you're growing up in life, what you perceive as respect could be entirely different than me. What you perceive as being violence could be entirely different as me. What you perceive as being, you know, as pious behavior even. I know you're a religious man, and I greatly respect that. It's all perception-based, right? So if I think that what Kareem Hunt did is unacceptable, which I do, and I hope the Eagles don't touch him with a 10-foot pole, but what I think is somebody else could think that that is how you treat a woman. And I'm not saying that that's great. I'm not saying that that's... I'm just saying I've tried to have this debate with a million different people, man. And then I have women also telling me that they want to be... Some women. That they want to be not treated the way Kareem Hunt or Ray Rice. But I don't know what... Like, you know, they want to be told, really, by their man, like, how they, you know, don't do that or don't... They there's certain type of women that have that perception that they want to be, you know what I'm trying to say, like more of they don't want their
they don't want to be a leader, you know? They want to be a follower, or they want some, they want to be more submissive. There's some, yeah. So you hear that from some people, some women, and some others.
Exactly.
Right.
It's all perception, Rob. You know what I mean? It's like, and what I want to say clear is that, you know, what Kareem Hunt did, what Ray Rice did, that's entirely unacceptable, and in no way, shape, or form should that be accepted by any, especially an organization. You know, when you have that type of job and you want to go out and you want to party, you got to know that you're Kareem Hunt. And at the end of the day, that's going to come back on you. And we're not going to know what the girl said to you right off the bat. We're just going to know that you took her on like you were trying to take on a middle linebacker and then kicked her when she was on the ground. That's what I saw. So that's my perception of the situation. And whatever happened on that side, what she said to him, even if it was the top-of-the-line thing that you do not say to an African-American, it should not result in you taking on that situation like that.
Right, of course. I haven't heard anyone try and justify that behavior. And I appreciate your call. Thank you for the points you make and your perspective. I haven't heard anyone try and justify that kind of behavior. Haven't heard anyone attempt to tell me that that's okay. Because I think we can all agree that there's no place for that. No man should hit a man. No man should hit a woman. No man should hit a man. That shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. Bottom line, it shouldn't happen. I don't promote violence. I don't stand for violence. I don't like it. And I don't think all of us can agree that there's no place for that. It's wrong. It should never happen. And my point has been, and it will continue to be, that we look at that and we get outraged by it. However, we allow other things in our culture. And for those who are listening and tweeting, and it's not, I'm not just talking about, I'm not going to address everyone individually on social media. I'm not just talking about hip hop music. All right, I listen to hip hop music. I like a wide variety of it. It's not one particular, it's anything. I'm talking about everything in society that we want to label entertainment. Whether it's television shows, whether it's comedians in their monologues being demeaning and derogatory towards women, whether it's a movie, I personally feel that should be unacceptable. And I feel that it's hypocritical that we don't take a stand against that stuff, yet we express outrage when it reaches the point of a Kareem Hunt situation. Why can't we express outrage over behavior in general or anything that's classified as entertainment, anything? Music, television, movies, comedy shows, whatever you want to call it, that's demeaning and disrespectful and derogatory towards women. And I still have people trying to tell me they want to justify that because it's entertainment. Abraham, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Abraham?
Hey, how are you? My perception of what you were saying initially was that you were saying that you were blaming hip-hop and popular culture for that. So, because that's
completely wrong. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so if by the way you just rephrased it, I completely agree with what you're saying. I do think that, you know, in our society today, it devalues women and condones violence against women. But to point the finger at entertainment industry alone, I think is short-sighted, because this has been a problem in like human society for like as long as humans have existed. And we have to go to the root of the problem, is basically the way that men are raising their sons. You know, our families are raising their sons to be abusive towards women, to be disrespectful towards women. It's not the entertainment industry, because this stuff has been going on for thousands of years. Like, women have been disrespected and abused for thousands of years. And it comes from the way that we as men treat teach our sons and the way that we treat women. And it's not going to stop by, like, you can ban every kind of, you know, entertainment that disrespects women, but you're still going to have a frat party at University of Penn where women are being disrespected. You know, so
it starts at a young age where we all, as parents, got to do a better job instilling these values in our kids to treat women, and not only women, treat everyone with respect, whether it's someone you disagree with or you agree with. we see a lack of that in society too as well. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you for making it. We see a lot of that. We see a lot of people who don't you disagree with someone's belief or you disagree with someone's point of view, and it becomes combative. I mean, look at social media. People are going to take shots at me for this opinion that I'm expressing. They're going to take, and I've had people take shots at me, and that's I don't care. But you get people who disagree with someone, it becomes combative, it becomes argumentative. And the point is, we don't have enough respect for humanity. We just don't have enough respect for. We don't. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers, Grizzlies, tonight at 6 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Hey, Philadelphia football fans, this is Rick Mason from BlowoutWinner.com, and boy, oh boy, do I got an easy blowout winner for you tonight. Sunday night football, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, absolutely free on a tape-recorded message. Do not miss this huge blowout winner. 1-800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. And as an added bonus, we're going to throw in Monday night football, Philadelphia taking on Washington. Guys, easy money. Call right now, 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. 499-3733. That's 800-499-FREE. Even the call letters spell free, guys. It's absolutely free. It's on a recorded message. The winner of tonight's Pittsburgh-Los Angeles matchup and Monday Night Football Philadelphia-Washington. Call the hottest number when it comes to betting on sports. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. Guys, a 2-0 season guarantee. Call now. Absolutely free on tape.
Do you have a large group of friends that want to watch sports this weekend? The Sixers and Memphis, the Flyers and Pittsburgh, and Monday Night Football with the Birds and Washington. Philadelphia's newest sports bar, Stats on 17th, has a VIP lounge where bottle service meets sports. Stats on 17th is the perfect place for a group of friends to have a sports party with comfy leather couches, 30 huge screens, great food, reasonable prices, and hot waitresses. Call to reserve your big game party. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street, below Davio's. Statsonseventeen.com.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. RileySales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Maria spent 60 hours working two jobs.
Can you take a double shift?
50 minutes a night preparing dinners.
Spaghetti again!
And 3 hours finding a babysitter for a much-needed girls' night out. But when it was time to meet her friends, it took her 3 seconds to realize she should have stopped by Advance Auto Parts to test her car's battery.
Really?
family.
Think ahead. Think advance. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can always get there quicker.
Because we've got more trucks,
more people,
and better systems.
All you have to do is point.
We're happy, hardworking heroes. We make problems go away.
We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
Point at anything you wish was gone.
Your wish is our command.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, football fans. When your favorite team scores a touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns in Tullamore Dew. A winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
Tune into The Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vecinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home. Locations at PennHeart.org.
Sports Talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Nice M5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. I'm getting too fired up again today. Not feeling well enough to do this, to get all fired up like that. My throat, my head, my congestion, all that stuff. Man, I need some more remedies. Been doing all the apple cider vinegar, doing ginger in my tea, honey, of course, in the tea, and a lemon. It's not all working, and none of it's working. It's been a struggle. It's been a week. I didn't hit the gym all week because I'm like, all right, I don't feel good enough to go to the gym. When I don't hit the gym all week, you know, it's a bad week. That's a problem. Now I don't even feel like I get back on track tomorrow. Still feeling, man, I don't know. I need some of these remedies. I need something. Get me through it. Let's go to back-to-back Abrahams. Abraham in Phoenixville. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's the chances of that? Back-to-back Abraham. How you doing, bud?
I didn't think there was another Abraham in the world. Yeah, but it's a biblical name, too. I was actually
I know.
I'm also a follower of God and Christ. And
amen.
I believe a lot of things that you're saying. You know, there's just a small issue I have is you know, would you consider Nicki Minaj an example you would want your daughter to follow, or, you know, those hip-hop cultures as well?
Me personally, no.
So is what I'm saying is you know, we can't blame. Oh, you can't always point the fingers. A lot of times, as men, we have to take a load on our shoulders, and we can't always blame a man in society for all the problems. A lot of times, we got to look at the culture as a whole, and I feel that, you know, obviously it is a horribly wrong thing what he did. I just feel like the direction has to come. Obviously from your parents and you know, obviously since I believe in God, I think, you know, I look to God for a lot of my issues as well, but I think we just have to look at society as a whole. We can't finger point at certain situations or things and say that that's the specific reason why. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, no, I hear what you're saying. I just feel, Abraham, my point is we need to do better. And we need to do more as a society.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's raising our kids better in schools, teaching them better, whatever it is, we need to impress upon these young men as they're growing up that this is unacceptable behavior. And right. I see a lot of stuff out there that's classified as entertainment. And people are trying to spin this as if I'm taking a stance against hip-hop music, which I listened to on occasion and did before.
Right.
I'm selective about what I want to hear, very selective. Yeah. I'm selective about what I want to watch, about what I want to see, what I bring into my home. And I feel like we need to take a look at everything that we, as society, classifies as entertainment but is really disrespectful towards women. And try and eliminate that.
I agree.
I agree with a lot of that.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. You got a lot of noise in the background, and you might whether it's a door or whatever you got going on there. I'm not trying to sit here, and I'll say this, and I don't want anyone to get this wrong impression. I will never sit in front of a microphone, and this ain't the only time I speak on a radio, and this is the only time I do way more speaking outside than I do in here at 97.5 The Fanatic, when I can fit it into my schedule. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. There's no one perfect. No person, only Christ was perfect, in my opinion. You got a problem with that? Take it up with me somewhere else. None of us are perfect, and we all are flawed, and we all make mistakes. And I have, and I do, and I will. None of us are perfect. But what I tried to bring to the show this weekend, because we started this yesterday, and we were on Carson Wentz for, we were going well, Dylan, for an hour and a half early on in the show. We moved away from this. We were talking Carson Wentz, and we were talking Gene Segura a little bit and the Phillies moves, and we could still do that. We can get back to that if you want. I thought it's criticism of Carson Wentz is unfair to say, yeah, you can look at certain situations and certain games and some throws and some passes and some decisions that were ill-advised, and you could criticize that. But the overall game, the overall player coming back from knee injury, a major knee injury, he'll take the field tomorrow, and tomorrow night, Carson Wentz will play his 10th game this season within 1 year, and then the following week against Dallas, assuming he makes it through tomorrow night, he will play his 11th game, and he will have played 11 games within one calendar year of tearing his ACL and LCL, rehabbing the injury, and getting back on the field. And in many cases, it takes guys a year to come back from that. And he will have played 11 games within the cat. He was injured on December 10 last year. And to expect him to be the same player he was when he walked off the field as an MVP candidate who still finished third despite missing the last 2.5 games or 3.5 games was a little unrealistic to expect that. So we could go back to Carson Wentz a little bit. We want to calm it down. But everybody out there who wants to get all hot and bothered about Kareem Hunt, all I wanted to do this weekend was point out to you, yes, what Kareem Hunt and what other players before him we have seen on video, what we've seen on video do, and others have been alleged to do, and not just players in sports. Man, I'm not just talking about players in sports. We see that, and this is the platform to talk about it because this is a sports talk show. But anyone in society, anyone in general, anyone out there who does anything like that, yeah, we hate it. We see it, and we're outraged by it. Outraged by it, yet we allow women to be mistreated, whether it's in the entertainment industry as a whole. So I'm not singling out any one particular type of genre as a whole. Maybe my point of view is too extreme for you. I'm fine with that. That's my point of view. I get paid to express it here. That's my point of view. That's how I feel. I feel we as a society are too accepting of things that we classify as entertainment that truly is, in many ways, demeaning, derogatory, and disrespectful towards women. And we ignore that because it's a money-making machine. Yet we get all outraged and everyone expresses their opinion when we see something happen like Kareem Hunt, which is a terrible thing to do. A terrible thing to do. And we can never justify that either. 610-632-0975. And if you want to take a step back from the of the seriousness. If you want to take a step back from that and you don't want to go at it over music and movies and television and all kinds of stuff that we see, you want to take a step back from that and want to talk about the Phillies and their pursuit of Gene Segura. I love the deal if it happens. Now, I don't know what it's going to be. If J.P. Crawford's involved, I'm fine with that. It's going to take probably a little bit more, of course. If Carlos Santana is in that deal, you get to move Rhys Hoskins back to first base, and we don't have to hear all the criticism about Carlos Santana. I didn't hate that move. I questioned it when it happened. And then as the season went on, obviously he didn't give you what people were hoping for, but he gave you a Carlos Santana-type season. But I think if the Phillies can move on from Carlos Santana and somehow end up with Gene Segura, imagine this, though. Maybe you would have to give more in terms of another prospect. And this has been the case in some conversations where you want to unload somebody who you don't want. You want to move the contract. And in order to get a team to take on that contract, instead of paying half that salary, sometimes you have to give a little bit more in terms of prospects. Are you okay with that? So let's dial it down a notch here. We could still, if you heard my Kareem Hunt take and you heard what I had to say about Kareem Hunt and the problems that I see that exist in our culture, in our society as a whole, that we allow to continue. And you have a point on that. I'll still take it. 610-632-0975. And if you want to get back to Carson Wentz or the Phillies moves and potential moves, we could do that as well. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. This week, it's the battle to stay alive as the Birds take on Washington in a must-win divisional matchup at Lincoln Financial Field. Join Jason Avant, Tavon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 6 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, it's the Joes, Torty, and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97. And five, The Fanatic.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XDS, 2018 Buick LaCrosse, previous rebels, 2019 Encore Terrain, 27 months existing, 1995 to assignment, 1500 Gene competitive lease rebate, qualified event ends 12/24/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XDS was over 50,009, now just 25,400. That's 50% off. $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54.4, now $32.6. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000, now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
It's a tie game.
The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org. Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates. And now get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 2323 when applying. AVANT.com. Promo code 2323.
Locust Rendezvous in the heart of Center City proudly serves Yuengling Lager every day. Conveniently located near Paco and the Broad Street Subway. If you're heading to the game, stop by for their half-pound Angus beef burger for $5.50 and fabulous French onion soup. It's a perfect pair with a pitcher of Yuengling Lager with friends. Locust Rendezvous, 1415 Locust Street in the heart of Center City. For special events and more, visit them online at locustrendezvous.com.
With the holiday season approaching, the New Jersey Transit Police Department remind you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
It's a friends and family sale at JCPenney. Bring your friends, bring your family, and hurry in to get an extra 25% off your purchase, in-store or online. Or get 30% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Plus, don't forget to treat yourself this holiday with 40% off select Liz Claiborne apparel and jewelry, and up to 60% off select fine jewelry for a limited time only. Don't miss out. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 11/29 through 12/4, coupon required. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing at 975thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 975thefanatic.com.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. Coming up next, Jamie Lynch will take you 12 to 3. Andrew Salchunas, 3 to 6. Then we have the Sixers, Memphis Grizzlies. And after that, D-Line will be on here right after the Sixers game up until midnight. Bunch of football games, of course, going on today. If you're an Eagles fan, there's and you don't really have, and we could look at this real quick and look at some of the rooting interests, but I want to get to Wayne in Philly. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Wayne?
Well, it's lame, actually, but I'm going to sound like a villain or a bad guy in this whole situation. I wanted to kind of talk about the rule that you, the no hitting a woman, and we're so bad for hitting a woman. First off, I have a daughter, I have a mother, aunt, so forth and so on. So, I don't hit women at all.
Okay.
Believe me when I say that. I think, you know, some men are, like, really psycho. Don't get me wrong. I do believe that. But when is it a point where you tell a woman to stop jumping into a dangerous game with men? Talk about the men is doing all these years in jail for something they really didn't do. Talk to the Tupac Shakurs and so forth and so on. Women jump into dangerous games and do things that they're not supposed to do. But then when a man react like a man or whatever, And you under, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Then we're so dangerous and we're so bad. Why is that?
I know what you're saying is that both sides can be guilty of right. of escalating exactly. a situation is what you're trying exactly. to say. Like you're not, and I know you don't mean in any way to justify hitting women. No, I know
no,
that.
I don't. Again, and please understand.
I got
please
you. Wait. Yeah.
I grew up in a dangerous a family relationship, so I understand, and I, this is part of the reason why I would never lay my hands on a woman.
No, I hear what you're saying, and what you're trying to say is both sides oftentimes are guilty of escalating a situation, and we
then
should.
The man is only the blame, though. This is like it's no matter. Again, I understand how precious a woman is, but the man is always the blame, and we're always the ones that's getting trashed.
But well, at the end of the bottom line is at the end of the whole confrontation or whatever it is, we need to or try to show some self-control and do better and walk away like that. That's
no. I'm not. I know. Again, I'm not. I'm not saying that. We know women. What about the person that's getting punched on consistently? You try to walk away and then she pull a knife instead. I've seen all, like, please understand the life I've lived. I've seen so much. And then I've seen a woman stab a man and take this man to court and say she got hit and he never touched her. So, I mean, I've seen the worst. But at the end of the day, the man always get trashed no matter what.
I've seen
men go to jail for a woman saying, I feel threatened just because he was on parole and she knew she could do it.
It's, you know what, man, and I appreciate the call. I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, that there's, it takes two sides, and there's a lot of people who are guilty in any, whenever a situation reaches the point to where there's violence. Oftentimes, not all the time, because sometimes you could just have one jackhole wanting to hit people. But there are times where the situation could be diffused. And I get exactly what he was trying to say there as far as, like, number one, you don't want, no man should be hitting anyone, a woman or another man or a son or whatever you want to call it. I don't believe in violence, period. But what he was talking about was when the other side of it and the situation is turned around, and it's tough. And that's why we need to do in as an overall society do better. Overall. Not just educating our young men and women, doing a better job. And making sure they're raised up the right way. And taking care of them. And showing them how to do things and how to walk the right path. And that never guarantees anything. Because oftentimes you could be taught and told and shown the right path and you still veer off. And if you have a problem with me saying, that we allow too much degradation of women in society through our entertainment industry, if you think I'm wrong, that's on you. That's how I feel about it. I think there's too much. That's between you and however you're conscious. For me, that's how I look at it. I believe there's too much in our society, in our culture, that we allow. We sit back and we're passive about in society and classify it as entertainment. Oh, it's just entertainment. But it's disgusting and disrespectful and demeaning and derogatory towards women. But yeah, it's entertainment. It shouldn't be part of our entertainment culture. It just shouldn't be. Again, my point of view. 610-632-0975. Well, we're about to wrap up here. You know what I wanted to do? I did this. Last time I was on a Sunday, right around this time, before the NFL, and I threw out three picks, and I went 3-0. And this just means I'm going to go 0-3 because I did it the same way. Final minute, I'm looking at my phone and looking at the lines, and I threw them out there, and I went 3-0, and I got lucky. So I'm just going to go 0-3 here, but I'm going to look at these games, and I'm going to look at the Atlanta Falcons, a 2.5-point favorite at home against Baltimore, coming off 10 days rest. Man, that shouldn't be. Well, they are 4-7. Baltimore 6-5. That shouldn't be. Should that be more than 2.5? I don't know if I like that game. I don't know if I like that one. All right, let me give you 3. You know, I like the Bears. I like the Giants at home getting the 4. Bears that win a close game. I'm going to take the Giants at home getting the 4. Seattle minus the 9.5 to pound San Fran. I'm not even going to remember these in 5 minutes. And Pittsburgh at home by 3. So I'm going to go Pittsburgh minus the 3. Seattle minus 9.5. Giants plus the 4. Thank you for everyone listening. Thank you for everyone calling in and for all the conversation on social media, whether it was for me, against me, whether you liked my opinions or didn't. I appreciate you joining in, and great job by Dylan producing this show. Coming up next, we're going to have Jamie Lynch. So stay tuned for Jamie. He'll be on taking you from 12 to 3. I'll be back on next weekend. Big Eagles game tomorrow night against the Redskins. You know what? Through all this, I didn't even give a prediction on the Eagles game in 2 days. Eagles win that game. The Eagles will win the game to set up a first-place showdown with the Dallas Cowboys in 2 weeks. Until then, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
97.5, The Fanatic.